You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
You came down to this southern town last summer.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to American Journal. My name is Harrison Smith. You're watching us on Infowars.com or band.video. Very happy that you're here with us today. So much incredible news to discuss. It's a wide range of, I don't know what you'd call them, astroturfed, false flag operations going on. We'll talk about the Facebook shutdown and what's behind it. We'll talk about the latest from Project Veritas. We'll talk about Kristen Sinema and the way that Democrats basically will hold on to absolute power from here on out by paying professional activists to hassle and harass anybody that doesn't go along with their total control. We'll also talk about brand new, should I say brave new advancements in medical care. Electric nodes implanted into your brain that alter your mood in real time, controlled by somebody else. Yeah, they're rolling it out, folks. They're announcing it, and they're very, very excited to tell you how you're going to get one. It's all very exciting stuff, but we're going to start with a little video. Of course, yesterday, Facebook went totally down for about 6 hours, Instagram and WhatsApp as well, caused much celebration and rejoicing for us over here, but also massive trouble for people who depend on WhatsApp and Facebook for business, including many, many people in places like Mexico and India, where WhatsApp is like the primary way that people communicate. It's a pretty big issue. So I wanted to play this video here. It's an interview with Mark Zuckerberg about how he sees the role of Facebook and its responsibility in controlling the speech of everybody in America. So let's go now to this interview with Mark Zuckerberg as he lays it all out for us. Clip number 5. Let's roll it.
It's an incredibly big deal that Facebook is completely overhauling its mission and has a new mission. So what is the new mission of Facebook?
Yeah, we're going to start censoring pro-Trump news or news we don't like. Not even fake stuff. We're just going to censor it.
So how exactly do you do that?
So I guess the message is to you, hey, it don't matter what's true. You keep your mouth shut or we're going to call you Hitler.
Take me inside Mark Zuckerberg's head to like the moment that you decided you needed to change Facebook's core mission. Was there an event that happened or was there just a moment that you said, we got to change something?
Obama put an internet kill switch in place in 2010 and then signed a bill right before he left office saying that the CIA would be over the media and over the board of governors of the FCC. I mean, this is crazy stuff. And it's in the news. It's not like I'm saying it.
What have you had to kind of learn from the spread of misinformation? Or what have you learned to make sure that people can really connect?
It's not in the news, but corporations send each other communications, and they send stockholders information. And everything's there. Everything's there. I mean, you read the white papers today, it's like we're preparing for a post-human world and looking at the best way. Do we just kill everybody right away with the virus, or do we entertain them and then have them opt in to get more money up front to then have the government euthanize them later?
We keep hearing we've never been more divided, we've never been more polarized. Was it the political climate that led to kind of this awakening?
Let me give you the big news right now. Let me tell everybody the big news right now. If you think 14-year-old and 12-year-old news about cameras and microphones watching and listening to you, you're like, oh, well, there's nothing about me that's interesting. Just like, oh, let the government know what I've got. I'm nothing to hide. As if the government's full of angels. Samsung and all these companies for a decade have been telling you they're doing this because they're selling the data on you and the intel on you into big algorithm systems.
It's incredible stuff. If Mark Zuckerberg told the truth, that little skit by a pair of content creators named John and Jane Schult, I guess, S-K-J-U-L-T, Zuckerberg as Alex Jones, pretty hilarious. Apparently, Zuckerberg lost billions of dollars yesterday, $7 billion. Seems to me like a coordinated attack on Facebook by, well, somebody that has connections with 60 Minutes, since all of this is tied up together. Also, by the way, the so-called the whistleblower, 60 Minutes one day, the next day she's testifying in front of the Senate. Isn't it convenient when your whistleblowing is simply kabuki theater for the people that run things? It's easy to be a whistleblower in that case.
So the placebo that they have used, that the FDA has allowed them to use, has often been another vaccine. A vaccine with a known adverse reaction profile that's causing death and damage in its own right. That it's the aluminum as an adjuvant in the vaccine, a known neurotoxin, a known immunotoxin, a known poison in human beings that is in the supposedly inert placebo. Totally inappropriate. This is not good science. It is not science at all. It is an effort to cover up the true adverse reaction rates to these vaccines so that they can get through the low barrier of constraints put there by the FDA and onto the market. That is the only concern.
Dr. Wakefield is just one of many informed voices in the film COVIDland. Secure your copy of COVIDland today at COVIDland.com. And if you order by October 6, you get a free copy of the film, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, absolutely free.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to American Journal. So much to discuss today. We have wonderful guest Robert Owens in the third hour. In the second hour, we'll be showing you some select clips from the emergency broadcast last night, in case you missed it. It's called Video Emerges of Fauci and HHS Plotting to Stage Massive Health Scare Using a New Virus. We'll show you some of that in the second hour. But first, let's begin, as we always do, with our Daily Dispatch. All right, here it is, folks, your Daily Dispatch for Tuesday, October 5th, 2021. From The Guardian, woman successfully treated for depression with electrical brain implant. The device works by detecting patterns of brain activity linked to depression and automatically interrupting them using tiny pulses of electrical stimulation delivered deep inside the brain. It's the first demonstration that the brain activity underlying the symptoms of mental illness can be reliably detected and reveals that these brain circuits can be nudged back into a healthy state, even in a patient who has been unwell for years. Through trial and error, the scientists identified a closely connected brain area, the ventral striatum, where a tiny dose of electricity appeared to have immediate and profound impact. The woman says, quote, "When I first received stimulation, I felt the most intense, joyous sensation, and my depression was a distant nightmare for a moment," said Sarah. "I just laughed out loud. It was the first time I'd spontaneously laughed or smiled in 5 years." In a second round of minimally invasive surgery, a permanent device was implanted with a tiny battery unit embedded in her skull to detect the depression signature activity in the amygdala and automatically deliver stimulation to the ventral striatum. This happens about 300 times a day, equivalent to about 30 minutes of stimulation. The electrical pulse is not accompanied by any sensation, Sarah said, aside from a subtle feeling of alertness and positivity. So isn't that nice? Maybe they'll vaccinate us against being unhappy ever again. Whoever feel like this corporate, soulless, mindless, controlled world is simply at odds with our human nature, perhaps we can be corrected in that by having a tiny electrical impulse simply confirm the fact that we're happy. We're happy how we are. We're happy with the leadership. We're happy being slaves. I thought we weren't happy for a second, but then the slave master pressed the button, and now I love being a slave. Isn't that convenient and amazing? Truly incredible stuff. We'll talk a little bit more about that later in the program. Meanwhile, on to some COVID news here from InfoWars.com. Medicare data reveals fully vaxxed make up estimated 60% of COVID hospitalizations. A new study from Humeritrix for the Department of Defense's Project Salus examining Medicare data that's inaccessible to the general public has revealed that fully vaccinated Medicare patients make up an estimated 60% of hospitalizations in the week ending in August 7th. COVID cases and hospitalizations among the vaccinated were likely far higher, however, as the Project Salus report did not include patients with one shot as vaccinated, only defined the double jabbed as fully vaccinated 2 weeks after their second dose. The presentation estimated vaccination rate partly by using the CDC's COVID vaccination rate due to unpublished vaccine information for around half of Medicare claims. So 60% is probably a low number, a low estimate, but it's still, I think, higher than the total number of vaccinated population, which once again, just like the study from the UK yesterday, confirms that According to the numbers, you are more likely to be hospitalized from COVID after receiving the COVID vaccine, meaning it's not a vaccine. It's a trick. It's a trick. Run away now. Run. Fast. Run. Pfizer scientist admits your antibodies are probably better than the vaccination. This is the latest from Project Veritas. We'll show you the video in this program. Several Pfizer scientists admitted in an undercover video by Project Veritas that antibodies provide equal or better protection against COVID-19 compared to the vaccine. In part four of the COVID Vaxxed Exposed series, Project Veritas revealed footage from three Pfizer officials admitting that their company's vaccine just is not as effective as natural immunity. And again, we'll show you this video as well later today. And of course, you have to I think it was Cassandra Fairbanks on Twitter that said, really, the most shocking thing about this is to hear how professional and sensical and informed the actual scientists, the actual vaccine scientists are compared to the rhetoric spouting professional and experts that we're constantly told we have to listen to or else, you know, we're terrorists. Quote, wake up New York. That's a headline from Infowars.com. Anti-vax mandate. Protesters topple COVID testing tent during Teachers March. Activists flooded the streets of New York City on Monday with thousands protesting the mayor's COVID-19 vaccine mandate for teachers, chanting things like, let us work. About 8,000 employees refused to be vaccinated and have been placed on unpaid leave, city officials said Monday. The New York Times reported footage shows throngs of activists marching down the Brooklyn Bridge on their way to Manhattan, where they protested outside the New York Department of Education administrative building and ended outside the Consulate General of Australia. Several activists and teachers also held press conferences and gave speeches speaking out against the mandate. And once again, you have just hordes of regular Americans walking down the street chanting F Joe Biden and let us work, saying no to the COVID vaccine mandates that are now eliminating just thousands and thousands of not just healthcare workers, but teachers and bus drivers and all sorts of other very important professions that will now be occupied probably by soldiers, probably by the military, because we live in a dystopian hell world. Pfizer BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine effectiveness drops after 6 months, studies show. This according to Reuters.com. The effectiveness of the Pfizer vaccine in preventing infection by the coronavirus dropped to 47% from 88% 6 months after the second dose, according to data published on Monday that U.S. health agencies considered when deciding on the need for booster shots. So it's a very thin, very small window of effectiveness these vaccines seem to have. They don't work after one dose. They don't work until 2 weeks after the second dose. And then 6 months after the second dose, they still don't work. So you're getting a solid couple months of lessening symptoms for the vaccine. Okay. Doesn't stop transmission. Doesn't stop you from getting COVID. It does lessen your symptoms, but it's not as effective as natural immunity. It only works for a few months. It doesn't work very well for those few months. It only works with multiple shots. But if you don't take it for this disease, which has a 99.9% survival rate, then you will lose your job. You will be fired. You are a domestic terrorist. You will be denied the ability to travel across state lines or purchase food in the future. This makes sense to you. You're an idiot. Zuckerberg loses $7 billion in one day after his Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp empire go offline for 5 hours. And this, again, we're going to get to the bottom of this, but you had a 60 Minutes expose on Sunday with a so-called whistleblower that was blowing the whistle on Facebook for not censoring enough. It's just, you can't make this crap up. Then immediately you had the stock price of Facebook crash in the morning yesterday. Then you had hackers release billions of pieces of information from the users of Facebook onto a dark web hacker forum. All of this at once. At the same time, the Facebook internal systems went down and employees were not able to access their building using their key card. And then, of course, following all of this, the entire website went down. Some people saying that the DNS router itself was down. There was fear that Facebook would never come back, but it, of course, did come back later in the afternoon. So 60 Minutes expose, hacker releasing information, Facebook going down, stock price crashing. This is a coordinated attack against Facebook. Facebook is learning that they have to give totally into the globalist cabal. They can't just you know, censor 90% of what they don't like. They have to censor 100%, or the New World Order is letting them know they can take them down permanently. So obey or be destroyed. That's the message going to Facebook. If you think it's something else, I suggest you consider what sort of coordinated attack would have access to the 60 Minutes program, how they get involved. And again, it's just amazing to hear like QAnon supporters be like, this is an attack on Facebook. This is it. They're rounding up the people right now. It's just like, no, they're not. That's not what's happening whatsoever. Just stop. Stop thinking that everything going terribly wrong is actually secretly in the military intelligence circles. It's really a great thing. It's an attack. You know, the ships being held off the coast of California, that's not a supply chain collapse, you know, bringing about total subjugation for the whole country. No, it's a military procedure. That's how, like, they believe this. It's not true. None of it's true.
The average person on the face of this incredible planet is still unaware that there's a war between free individuals and nation states on one side and the globalists on the other, who are literally trying to create a post-human world. From the United States to Brazil, and of course triggered by the Brexit in the UK, nations were pulling out of the private corporate fascist world government. That's why they launched their Great Reset and their program after collapsing us of Build Back Better. This is nothing more than a top-down, vertical consolidation of the world economy. And because they couldn't take our guns, because we wouldn't bow, because the left, which is the ideology of this world government system, couldn't win, they released a biological weapon on us. Now we know, 2 years ago, we learned about it about 20 months ago. It's that simple. They can't beat us because of our free speech and our guns. So the global corporate combine released COVID-19, and you know the rest is history. Expose this paradigm, and we win. I got some good news. All the items in front of me are back in stock and are 40 to 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. The bad news is a lot of them are about to sell out. So this sale is only going from 1 week starting on September 29th. And in the case of green fiber capsules, these will be sold out in just a couple days. 50% off. We have Knockout Sleep Aid, 50% off. Sold out for months, very popular, twice as strong as Knockout, probably too strong for some people, totally different formula, Down and Out is back in stock, 50% off. We've extended the sale on Winter Sun and Ultra 12, 50% off, and also on Deep Earth Crystal Iodine Survival Shield X2. It's all 40 to 50% off for 1 week only. Take advantage of it and fund the InfoWar. And I thank you all for your support. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's a win-win. These are things that make you healthy, make your life better, and they fund the InfoWar. Again, the only way we lose is if you don't take action right now.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
It was almost 15 years ago that I released my seminal film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. And in that documentary, I predicted the globalists would establish world government by releasing a virus, demanding that there be worldwide lockdowns, and then triggering a collapse of our industrial society. And now they've done it. How did I know they would do it? Because they wrote books and white papers, and many of their own reports and internal meetings were leaked. You see, then I was tracking the Bilderberg Group, whose head at the time was Klaus Schwab, and our sources inside were confirming to us that they were indeed planning to launch this Great Reset. Well, we're now living in it. The purposeful collapse of the Third World and the First World, on its ashes, a tyrannical corporate world government, total censorship, no due process, destruction of the family, and then incrementally more and more deadly injections of poison masquerading as vaccines to poisonous and depopulate us. This is what InfoWars is fighting. We're fighting for the future.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, continuing on with our daily dispatch here. Still just some mind-blowing stories to get to. Here's from Big League Politics. Illegal immigrants continue to harass Arizona Democrat Senator Kristen Sinema at airport and on a plane. Illegal immigrants activists have continued to harass Democrat Senator Kristen Sinema of Arizona, demanding that the moderate Democrats support illegal measures to grant citizenship to millions of illegals through the budget reconciliation. A woman who identified herself as a recipient of DACA amnesty program walked up to Sinema on a flight from Phoenix to Washington, D.C. on Tuesday, engaging in a lengthy rant demanding U.S. citizenship and, in other words, simply applying pressure to threaten and harass a Democrat senator into falling in line. This is a simply a tactic now being used by the administration to make sure that nobody deviates from the prescribed script. It's really amazing stuff. The amazing thing about it is that I don't know if you remember after January 6th or right around that time when tensions were very high and Republicans were very angry at what was going on in the country, at having their vote stolen from them and Republicans doing nothing to stop it. You had spontaneous events where just random groups of Americans would encounter a Republican congressman in the airport or on a plane. And again, spontaneously, just average Americans would just start yelling at them and shouting at them and telling them to do their job and to protect the legitimacy of the election. That's not what this is. This is a false, astroturfed, well-funded, professional facsimile of true, legitimate grassroots outrage. The people here are professional activists. The people here are not even Americans. They're foreigners in this country being paid, being funded, being shipped around the country to harass Democrats who aren't towing the line. They have pre-made signs professionally built, and these people are being paid to do this. So it's just amazing. It's just one of the many stories that we'll cover today of legitimate protest tactics are now simply being astroturfed and used to promote illegitimate concepts like harassing a senator into voting for something that she doesn't want to vote for by sending an illegal immigrant into a bathroom to harass her. Of course, the Democrats are, in fact, heartless monsters, even to their own side if you don't obey them, as Joe Biden justifies the leftist protest against Manchin and Sinema's. It's just part of the process. Just part and parcel, I guess. President Joe Biden appeared indifferent on Monday after leftist protesters used aggressive tactics to confront moderate senators Kristen Sinema and Joe Manchin. When asked about this, Joe Biden said he thought it was not appropriate, but hey, it happens to everybody. It's just part of the process. Look, folks, I don't know if I need to tell you this, but I'm not suggesting you do this, but I am just saying that if you really want to effectively, you know, get rid of a senator that's not being polite, I'd maybe meet him at a softball field, maybe shoot him in the gut, and then the Democrats still won't care. That's the point I'm making. Democrats, literally, if you're being harassed in a bathroom, if you're being chased down, if you're being beaten up by your neighbor, they'll joke about it. They laugh about it. Say things like, hey, where's Rand Paul's neighbor when you need him? Steve Scalise, yeah, you got shot in the gut and almost died. It's hilarious. They don't care. They're heartless monsters. And even if you're on their side, even if they campaigned for you and celebrated your victory, you know, less than a year ago, you are nothing but a roadblock to them to be obliterated and destroyed in their unending pursuit of total and absolute unquestionable power. So just so you're aware, they wouldn't care if Kristen Sinema was beaten up or shot in the gut because she disagrees with them. So they think she deserves it. That's the mindset of the Democrats there. There's Steve. Yeah, there's another Democrat activist activity there, taking out their political enemies for disagreeing with them. Conversation's over. They've moved on to social pressure and indeed violence. Meanwhile, AG Merrick Garland has ordered the FBI to mobilize against anti-CRT parents. And this is just, again, totally amazing. It's amazing what you can do when you're a leftist. And, you know, I said on Twitter yesterday, it's amazing what these, demon-shaped humans that run things are able to do. They're, their ability to sneak attack. It's really incredible. Like, we're over here literally just protesting, just going to the school board meetings where parents are given a chance to talk, and parents go up and they let them know what they think. And they say, stop doing this to my children. Stop showing my children pornography. Stop telling my child that he's inherently evil and making him sign a pledge to hate white people from now on. You can't do that. You have to stop. We think this is fine. We're just like we would never in a million years expect for the FBI to suddenly come after us. It's just amazing how, you know, we're over here just trying to use our First Amendment right to actually have some oversight into what's being taught to our children. These people just write a letter. 2 days later, the FBI is mobilized against CRT. Really, really incredible stuff. Just mind-blowing now. So that's right. Before January of this year, domestic terror, that label was reserved for people that actually committed domestic terror. You know, blew things up, shot people, engaged in terror. Now, 6 months later, 10 months later, I guess at this point, we've gone from the people that protested at the Capitol are terrorists, to vaccine deniers are terrorists, and now concerned parents are terrorists. I wonder what's next. Unbelievable and incredible. Meanwhile, New York's largest healthcare provider fires 1,400 workers for refusing the COVID jab. Exactly what you do in the middle of a world-threatening pandemic. Fauci's NIAID funded an American institute that helped train Chinese researchers from Wuhan, where COVID is suspected of originating. The leaked email of Dr. Fauci has been uncovered, showing that he funded a U.S. facility that helped train the researchers who then went on to release the coronavirus. So again, yes, it is all his fault. It is all their fault. They did this to all of us. Whistleblower to Congress. Facebook products harm children and weaken democracy. Here's a little rule of thumb for you here. If your whistleblower is on the top of Google News, if your whistleblower is receiving glowing praise from NPR and from CNN, from all the mainstream media all at once, they're not a whistleblower. No, true whistleblowers are denigrated, attacked, removed from the internet, and discussions about drone striking them take place as they're kept in the Ecuadorian embassy for upwards of a decade. That's what happens to real whistleblowers. This, again, just like the spontaneous protesting happening with Kristen Sinema, this is a facsimile. It's a hijacking of legitimate dissident activity, and it's just complete kabuki theater astroturfing activity. That's all this is. So they literally have a whistleblower from Facebook that wants to demand more censorship from Facebook. 60 Minutes does an expose on it. It's on every major news outlet, and then she's testifying in front of the Senate the next day. It's called a coordinated attack against your free speech, using this weird bimbo as some sort of proxy soldier. So there you go. That's what happens when you are a fake whistleblower in service of the New World Order. Not only are you not removed from the internet, not only is your information not buried and ignored, you are in fact given a seat in front of the Senate to demand they make changes that you desire. If you believe any of this stuff, I really don't know what to tell you. Senator Cotton has warned that hundreds of unknown Afghans are escaping into the U.S. from military base, which really has to make you wonder because, you know, the Afghan refugees are getting everything they could desire. They're even giving free housing. So what are they getting that's worth more than free housing by leaving? Because that's the decision that they're making. A right-wing Polish writer has been accused of anti-Semitism and has now been refused entry into the United Kingdom. Because you're only allowed to despise and hate a certain group of people if they're white Christian Europeans. If you hate Jews, you're not allowed in the country. Taiwan on alert after record 56 Chinese warplanes enter its air defense zone. War for China. It's coming.
People ask me, Alex, why did you come out with a new natural organic sleep aid when you already have Knockout that works so well with 8 natural ingredients? Well, because when you've taken a certain organic blend for a decade, like I've taken this product I came up with, it doesn't work as well anymore. That's the way herbs work. You go off it a while, come back on it, it works again. So what did I do? I went to the developers and I said, make a totally different formula with a lot of other known natural healthy compounds that make you sleep deep and restful, because that's what helps your immune system, and I want it to be at least twice as strong as Knockout. Okay, be careful when you take it. It's incredibly strong. It's named Down and Out. I don't have time to get into all the ingredients in it, but it is extremely strong, and we are extremely proud of it. It is exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off right now. Sold out for more than 4 months. Now back in stock. Get your down and out and your knockout at InfoWarsStore.com today. And I thank you for your support because it keeps us on the air.
I have the greatest sense of loss deep in my heart, deep in my soul I've ever had in my 47 years on this planet. I've had a lot of loss, like everybody else has. And it's because it's a loss of ancestral freedom that so many people fought and died and bled and sweat for. And now we're just throwing it all away. And I see the general public in a medically induced, scientifically induced, behavioral, psychologically controlled trance. And I know we're being fed into this globalist meat grinder, and it's so incredibly sad. But this is the process of birth and then growth and then falling apart and then degenerating and collapsing and then coming back to life again. It's just the globalists are actively trying to steer and control this process of decadence and collapse to actually end the species as we know it.
The scientific dictatorship that I've been warning you about for 27 years has now gone from beta testing to operational. The globalists are out in the open with their planetary depopulation takeover, their robot takeover. But the good news is we've been working and you've been working and others have been working across the planet for decades to get ready for this, to be able to fight it off. Humanity is strong. We're incredible. And if we're aware of the attack that's happening, we have a real chance of defeating it. If we ask God for guidance, we will defeat it. So prayer is essential, research is essential, getting prepared is essential, and warning others is absolutely essential. And at the same time, supporting InfoWars by buying high-quality products to keep us on air is essential because they're great products for you and your family, and they're also funding our operation. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com is incredible. A lot of our products that have been sold out because of supply chain breakdowns are back in, like Bodies, VasoBeats, and others. So get them today at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you for being part of the resistance.
So if you understand that this is not FDA approved, it's totally experimental, it's never been given to human beings before, some of the ingredients inside of these shots have never been injected in human beings before, there are no long-term studies. We don't know what's going to happen inside your body somewhere 4 to 6 weeks after your second injection or 4 to 6 months or even 2 years. We have no idea whether it's going to cause infertility, whether it's going to cause cancer, how bad your autoimmune disease is going to be.
My conclusion, after looking at this for a long time and listening to the arguments for these masks, I've determined that if you're a medical doctor or a scientist that's spouting using these masks, you're either being played or you're being paid.
Secure your copy of COVIDland today at COVIDland.com. And if you order by October 6th, you get a free copy of Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to American Journal here in the occupied United States. Really just story after story just boggles the mind. And again, time and time, we're just left completely unprepared for them to just declare that protests are domestic terrorism. Like, we would never expect them to do that sort of thing, but then they just come out and do it. And I loved this on Twitter yesterday. User Mountain Rambler at Rambler Mountain said, "It may not be physically safe to vote Republican in 2022. And you really think about that? How close are we to that situation? How close are we to the situation where they say, well, if you vote Republican, that means you support Donald Trump. We all know Donald Trump is Hitler. That means you're a Nazi. Now, look, we're not saying that you can't vote Republican, but we are going to publish the voter rolls, and your job might fire you if you're a Republican, the same way that they'll fire you for not getting the COVID vaccine. I mean, if you take all the COVID vaccine rhetoric and just apply it to voting, it's pretty accurate. No one's forcing you to take the vaccine. You'll just lose your job. You'll just be fired. You'll just be stopped from traveling across state lines or boarding an airplane. Voting for a Republican? I mean, no one's forcing you to vote for Democrat, but if you vote for a Republican, you will lose your job and you will be put on the no-fly list since you're a domestic terrorist now, since you voted for the terrorist party. We're actually that close. Like, all the rhetoric is there. All of the underlying foundation is there for them to literally declare that being a Republican and voting for a Republican is tantamount to domestic terror and should therefore be treated as such. So that's how close we are. Like, we're on the cusp of just total control by the Democrats. No possible peaceful way out of this. Heck, if you want to go and peacefully speak your mind at a school board protest, you are a domestic terrorist now. Those who make peaceful protest impossible make violent revolution inevitable. So that's how close we are. That's how close to the edge of the abyss we find ourselves. So it's more important now than ever that you support InfoWars. And actually, InfoWars is making it very, very easy for you with the latest sale, which is just an absolute bombshell. InfoWars Emergency Supply Chain Breakdown Sale, with sales up to 50% off all of your favorite products, from BrainForce Plus to Survival Shield X2, Down and Out Liquid Sleep Formula, which the liquid allows you to really tailor your dose exactly to your needs, Ultra B12, Super Male Vitality and Super Female Vitality, Living Defense, Greens Fiber. It's all on sale right now, 50% off until it goes away, because, look, we've got to sell stuff now. The supply chain literally is breaking down, absolutely collapsing. Scarcity is incoming. So if you want to make a purchase now, now's time to do it, because you may not be able to. InfoWarsStore.com helps us keep everything you're seeing here on the air. Now, I'm going to go I was going to do this in the second hour, but I'm just going to go ahead and go to this now, because it is a very important series of reports, really, that Alex did last night on the Monday night emergency broadcast. You can watch the full thing on band.video. It's called Video Emerges of Fauci and HHS Plotting to Stage Massive Health Scare Using a New Virus, probably Marburg virus if I had to guess. But I want to show you these videos because it is just that important. And remember, from every emergency broadcast to, of course, our daily broadcast here at American Journal, The War Room, and Alex Jones, it's all brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. And once again, another massive set of vital information presented by Alex Jones. We'll take up the next two segments. Let's watch.
But it is not too crazy to think that an outbreak of a novel avian virus could occur in China somewhere. We could get the RNA sequence from that, beam it to a number of regional centers, if not local, if not even in your home at some point, and print those vaccines on a patch and self-administer.
This is a societal level collapse. They call it the Great Reset. This is their global domination. This is it. This is modern war.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this emergency Monday night broadcast. It is October 4th, 2021. I had to come back in a few hours ago when I learned of these developments. The last piece fell into the jigsaw puzzle, proving and documenting that COVID-19 was a premeditated weapon produced in China in a consortium of corporations with the United Nations to bring in world government, to bring in this incredible Great Reset police state, and to establish a medical tyranny. Now, we already have a lot of the pieces of this, and we're going to go over some of that, but the new smoking gun information took place 3 years ago on C-SPAN and got no attention or no news coverage. We checked it. A listener sent us to this information this afternoon, and we've been reviewing it since in the last 3 hours, getting prepared for this emergency transmission. Again, I'm here live every day, 11 a.m. To 3 p.m. Owens at 3 p.m. with the War Room. We have, of course, Harrison Smith doing a great job with American Journal every weekday morning, 8 a.m. here at InfoWars and on great stations across the country. And we're so thankful for all of you tuning in and keeping us on air. But when this information came out, I left the office. Rob Dew, our news director, contacted me and said, have you seen this information? And I said, no. So he sent it to me, and I turned around and came back in to the office to cover this. And we're going to hit it right now. But I'm begging all of you to research this yourself and then to take this information and share it with everyone. And we're not territorial about News. We hope everybody shares this. Yes, there's what the listener sent us from BitChute. It only has a few thousand views. And this is the smoking gun of smoking gun experts. Talk about disruption needed to switch from egg-based to mRNA. But what it really is the final piece of the jigsaw puzzle of the premeditation, because we have all the other pieces, how they cooked it, how they built it, how they delivered it, how they admitted they were going to do it, and how they were already prepared with the vaccine patents for what they had produced. And so we're about to play this clip, and then I'm going to get to other clips that give you the other pieces of the puzzle. But this is the final big piece. This is Smoking Gun, October 29th, 2019. So this is 3 years ago, a little short of 3 years ago, and it's Anthony Fauci, National Institutes of Allergy and Infectious Disease Director, with Rick Bright, HHS Biomedical Advanced R&D Director, Health and Human Services. And he's saying we need to have a virus released that's almost identical to COVID-19 out of China so that we can bypass the normal FDA approval and how we've been making vaccines since the 40s, growing them on eggs with fetal tissue, I would add, and other animal tissues, so that we can break through all that and basically force mRNA on the general public. Now, understand, just a year and a half before that, Fauci was on TV saying Trump will be challenged by a novel virus and an outbreak that's going to be new. And so this has been premeditated for a while, and now we have the Daszak documents and the Fauci documents, the Bill Gates documents in China, how they developed this exact system. So we're going to go to this clip, and then, again, we have Fauci predicting Trump will have a pandemic, and then Peter Daszak admitting in December 2019, when we know now it had already been released, that they had gone in these caves and dug out these different viruses, combined them, and then made it where they could jump into humans, the famous gain of function. And then, of course, I have this article out of the Telegraph from a few weeks ago. Wuhan scientists planned to release coronavirus particles into cave bats. Leaked paper reveals. And the Pentagon said, do not do this, when they approached them and said they were going to do it, because they said they'll get into humans in China. So this is all illegal. This is all over the top, but they needed it not just for their medical takeover, but for the global ID, the global vaccine passport that'll then be the heart of the new global social credit score and the universal guaranteed income after they devalue all the world's currencies and use those to buy up the infrastructure. Then they give us the debt, they give us the inflation, they give us the devaluation, implode everything, and bring in the new monetary system
for all right, folks, Bretton Woods. We're going to go back into this report on the other side. We'll go directly back into it. But, you know, if you want a comprehensive view of what's going on in this world, InfoWars is the only one who has it. Everybody else is trying to piece together everything and, oh, well, this looks like a lie, that looks like a lie. We're telling you the truth. We're telling you this is all a plan. This has all been preordained, and we've been telling you about it for 20 years.
And in addition, we were really finding that we were stressing the cardiopulmonary systems of these employees, because when you cover the mouth and nose and you exert physical energy during your work, or during your task, whatever it might be, you're really stressing the cardiopulmonary system, because you change the way that you breathe. You have to forcibly inhale and forcibly exhale. That taxes the heart. It taxes the lungs. And we have given people heart attacks by allowing them to work with their mouth and nose covered, with absolutely no regulation, no oversight, no medical oversight.
The globalists have told us we're a disease. They've told us they want to eradicate us. And all the studies show that when you wear these masks, it lowers your oxygen level up to one-third and gives you dangerous levels of carbon dioxide poisoning. This is a sick cult, and we've got to say no. But the only way the real science gets out to the public is if we tell them. Get your copy today of COVID Land and expose them. It's COVIDland.com. Go there now.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
It was almost 15 years ago that I released my seminal film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. And in that documentary, I predicted the globalists would establish world government by releasing a virus, demanding that there be worldwide lockdowns, and then triggering a collapse of our industrial society. And now they've done it. How did I know they would do it? Because they wrote books and white papers, and many of their own reports and internal meetings were leaked. You see, then I was tracking the Bilderberg Group, whose head at the time was Klaus Schwab. And our sources inside were confirming to us that they were indeed planning to launch this Great Reset. Well, we're now living in it. The purposeful collapse of the Third World and the First World, on its ashes, a tyrannical corporate world government. The total censorship, no due process, destruction of the family, and then incrementally more and more deadly injections of poison masquerading as vaccines to poison us and depopulate us. This is what InfoWars is fighting. We're fighting for the future. I got some good news. All the items in front of me are back in stock and are 40 to 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. The bad news is a lot of them are about to sell out. So this sale is only going from 1 week starting on September 29th. And in the case of green fiber capsules, these will be sold out in just a couple days, 50% off. We have Knockout Sleep Aid, 50% off. Sold out for months, very popular, twice as strong as Knockout, probably too strong for some people, totally different formula. Down and Out is back in stock, 50% off. We've extended the sale on Winter Sun and Ultra 12, 50% off, and also on Deep Earth Crystal Iodine Survival Shield X2. It's all 40 to 50% off for 1 week only. Take advantage of it and fund the InfoWar. And I thank you all for your support. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's a win-win. These are things that make you healthy, make your life better, and they fund the InfoWar. Again, the only way we lose is if you don't take action right now.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
This is all announced in The Great Reset, written 20 months ago by Klaus Schwab that runs this whole thing. It is all there, and now we're living it. Now we're deep into it. So here is the smoking gun video from C-SPAN.
Why don't we blow the system up? I mean, obviously we can't just turn off the spigot on the system we have and then say, hey, everyone in the world should get this new vaccine we haven't given to anyone yet. But there must be some way that we grow vaccines mostly in eggs the way we did in 1947.
In order to make the transition from getting out of the tried and true egg growing, which we know gives us results that can be, you know, beneficial. I mean, we've done well with that, to something that has to be much better. You have to prove that this works, and then you've got to go through all of the clinical trials, phase ones, phase twos, phase three, and then show that this particular product is going to be good over a period of years. That alone, if it works perfectly, is going to take a decade.
There might be a need or even an urgent call for an entity right. of excitement out there that's completely disruptive, that's not beholden to bureaucratic strings and processes.
So we really do have a problem of how the world perceives influenza, and it's going to be very difficult to change that unless you do it from within and say, I don't care what your perception is, we're going to address the problem in a disruptive way and in an iterative way, because you do need both.
But it is not too crazy to think that an outbreak of a novel avian virus could occur in China somewhere. We could get the RNA sequence from that, beam it to a number of regional centers, if not local, if not even in your home at some point, and print those vaccines on a patch and self-administer.
So there's the whole plan laid out, and it's in the Rockefeller Foundation plan, lockstep. It's in the Bill Gates Event 201. We've gone over this here, but I'm going to play this clip of clips again, and start it and stop it. Did you hear that? An entity of excitement, of hysteria, of fear, a monster for the Great Reset. That's the head of all the research and development, the director at the HHS and their whole medical takeover. And they go through all of this. Blow the whole system up, says the New Yorker. We've got to get rid of this old vaccine system. And we've got to come out with genetic engineering, mRNA, if they go on in the full C-SPAN clip. It's in the description. I went to the C-SPAN site. I mean, this is just unbelievable. We've got to go get that full interview, that full two-hour program, and hell, play that on the show tomorrow, because it gets worse, ladies and gentlemen. They are there saying, blow it all up. We need this entity of fear. We need to have a virus that appears helpfully out of China, where they had the Wuhan lab, where they had it already, where they had it prepared. And then 2 months after this, Peter Daszak is bragging in December of 2019 that they had combined these viruses, that is the COVID virus, COVID-19, with the HIV delivery system to get it into humans. And it's all right there. We're going to play those clips for you in a moment. But first, let's go back and play the clip, and I will make comments as we go. Here it is.
Why don't we blow the system up? I mean, obviously we can't just turn off the spigot on the system we have and then say, hey, everyone in the world should get this new vaccine we haven't given to anyone yet. But there must be some way that we grow vaccines mostly in eggs the way we did in
19... Right, let's hit pause. Back it up. If people don't think we changed it, back up to the beginning again. We're going to play it after I'm done, but let me just... Why don't we just blow it up? Couldn't there be something we could do? They've all behind closed doors had their meetings, created their consensus years before, in Operation Lockstep, Crimson Contagion, SARS, SPARS, all these drills they've done. When they create their backstory about the bats are going to get you, and oh, it's going to emerge out of a cave, they said 5 years ago, and get you while they're breeding it and getting it out of the cave and making it. And Peter Daszak says, we'll make a vaccine to be the saviors. He said that 2 months after the video you just saw. So they're premeditating it all, ladies and gentlemen. They love to brag. They love to tell you. And then it goes to Fauci. He goes, oh, yeah, it's terrible. It takes 10 years. We can't have this. If it was just something to get rid of the old system, which now they say, oh, mRNA for cancer, mRNA for the cold, mRNA for this, mRNA for that, mRNA for the flu, mRNA, 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 this whole system of, oh, just a digital system that just changes your DNA. All right, so start from the beginning again.
Why don't we blow the system up? I mean, obviously we can't just turn off the spigot on the system we have and then say, hey, everyone in the world should get this new vaccine we haven't given to anyone yet. But there must be some way that we grow vaccines mostly in eggs the way we did in 1947.
In order to make the...
All right, pause. Back up to the beginning of Fauci. Now, the reason I'm doing this is very important. They're pitchmen. They've prepared all this. They've done white papers. They've done tabletop exercises. They've met dozens of times to prepare all this. I know the same people have been in dozens of meetings behind closed doors, and the documents have now come out. But now here they are saying on a stage what they are about to release. It's going to ravage the world in just a few months at the beginning of 2020. In fact, evidence shows it was already out in October. Oh, couldn't we do something? This is the plan to get rid of Trump, get rid of Bolsonaro, the plan to bring in globalism. And what would we do? Well, you'd then trample it. You wouldn't do the test. You wouldn't do the studies that Fauci's about to talk about. You'd overrun all of that. You'd demonize, attack anybody that didn't accept it. This is, as I've said 100 times, is a revolution of getting rid of our old system, bringing in something far worse. A medical dictatorship saying it owns your body and it's going to control where you go and what you do. And just like they said in Australia, we do whatever the health minister says. They're the leader. You won't accept a president or prime minister being a dictator, but if it's the health minister saying you are non-essential, well, then you will accept it. That's how the fear works. That's how the control works. So he says, what do we do? We need to get rid of the system. And here comes Fauci to talk about what the problem is. And then the other operative from HHS, he gives a solution to blow up the system, the new entity, the new fear, the new virus that seems to be, you know, needed to do this. And then it magically appears. Here it is.
In order to make the transition from getting out of the tried and true egg growing, which we know gives us results that can be, you know, beneficial. I mean, we've done well with that, to something that has to be much better. You have to prove that this works, and then you've got to go through all of the clinical trials, phase ones, phase twos, phase three, and then show that this particular product is going to be good over a period of years. That alone, if it works perfectly, is going to take a decade.
There might be a need or even an urgent call for an entity right. of excitement out there that's completely disruptive, that's not beholden to bureaucratic strings and processes.
So we really do have a problem of how the world perceives influenza, and it's going to be very difficult to change that unless you do it from within and say, I don't care what your perception is, we're going to address the problem.
Back it up again. We don't care what your perception is. We're going to address the problem of influenza because people aren't scared enough of it. They're not taking their shots at really your piggyback to sterilize you and lower fertility and you know, all the things we know destroy your immune system. That's been in all the studies. And so they want to make us pod people. They control. They want to make us, you know, GMO like Terminator seeds. And so he says it doesn't matter. Yeah, disrupt is part of it, but also, you know, inside the system. So attack the system from without and then make it change from within under the pressure you put it under. Just like attacking the police to make them go under globalist control, or bullying a corporation to make them become woke. It's all the process of behavioral psychology and Pavlovian control. So let's go to the last key statement.
The world perceives influenza, and it's going to be very difficult to change that unless you do it from within and say, I don't care what your perception is, we're going to address the problem in a disruptive way and in an iterative way, because you do need both.
But it
stop there. Back it up 3 seconds. So he just agrees with it. We need to blow it up. We need the disruptive thing. We need the problem. But also using the system, don't totally blow it up. This is all Hegelian dialectic, problem, reaction, solution. We're engaged in Hegelian dialectics in front of you, selling the idea for the press that's in the gallery and those watching. They're now externalizing their takeover system after they create the fear and the whole event and create the virus in China. And it's all confirmed. It's all admitted. They made it. They did it. China that normally puts you in a death camp if you put a video out, encourage people to run around hysterically and put out a bunch of fake footage.
All right, folks, again, this video can be seen in full on Infowars.com and band.video. It's titled Monday Night Emergency Broadcast, Video Emerges of Fauci and HHS Plotting to Stage a Massive Health Scare Using a New Virus. We're actually going to continue this on into the next hour. For the first 5 minutes of the next hour, we'll continue to watch this report from Alex Jones, because it is just that important. And we've laid it all out over and over again. It's all a plan. Pay attention.
My business model is very, very simple. I want to bring you products that work really, really well at affordable prices that are competitive, so that you'll shop with us. And so we form a relationship so we're able to stay on air and fight the globalist and have good products that make us healthy, make us wiser, that boost our immune system. And that's what we've done. Now, one area of the immune system we don't talk enough about is deep, restful sleep. You can look it up for yourself. The effects of deep restful sleep on health and the immune system. And so with everything we're doing out there to boost our immune system with vitamin D and zinc and all of it, that's great. But deep restful sleep is just as important, maybe more important. So InfoWarsStore.com now can announce 50% off on our best-selling product, Down and Out, that just came back in after 4 months being sold out. It's 50% off. It's super strong. So be careful with it. If you want deep restful sleep, this will do it. Everybody loves it. 5 stars. InfoWarsStore.com. Down and Out. Now back in stock. 50% off.
The COVID-19 face diaper is a symbol of subservience, a symbol of slavery, a symbol of the chains that the medical tyranny combine controlled by the global private corporations has put in place. It is the symbol of the permanent emergency from which we will never emerge. It is the symbol that we are diseased and evil and bad and must cover our diseased criminal faces from the light of the sun. It is the symbol of our complete and total absolute surrender to evil. Ladies and gentlemen, we are crossing the Rubicon now.
The entire future destiny of humanity is upon us. Klaus Schwab and the UN admit they're coming out with implantable microchips as part of the world ID and carbon taxes. Things only get worse from here if we submit. They only get better if we resist and say no. Noncompliance, noncompliance, noncompliance.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
But it is not too crazy to think that an outbreak of a novel avian virus could occur in China somewhere. We could get the RNA sequence from that, beam it to a number of regional centers, if not local, if not even in your home at some point, and print those vaccines on a patch and self-administer.
Oh, in China, where you've got an agreement to build it, do it, and they were on board to create the hysteria, and then like dominoes, we'd fall. There you go. So now let's move on to January 2017, Fauci predicting what he was already funding at Wuhan and running, the gain of function, and that what Trump would be facing, what America would be facing. Here it is.
Given, as you heard from the introduction, that I have been around for a while and have had the opportunity and the privilege and the pleasure of serving in five administrations, I thought I would bring that perspective to the topic today, is the issue of pandemic preparedness. And if there's one message that I want to leave with you today based on my experience, and you'll see that in a moment, is that there is no question that there will be a challenge to the coming administration in the arena. There will be a challenge to the coming administration in the arena of infectious diseases, both chronic infectious diseases in the sense of already ongoing disease, and we have certainly a large burden of that, but also there will be a surprise outbreak. But also there will be a surprise outbreak. But also there will be a surprise outbreak. And I hope by the end of my relatively short presentation, you will understand why history, the history of the last 32 years that I've been the director of NIAID, will tell the next administration that there's no doubt in anyone's mind that they will be faced with the challenges that their predecessors were faced with.
Now let's hear the other infamous clip from Peter Daszak running the whole program at Wuhan under Fauci and Gates on record. Daszak on This Week with Virology podcast talking about viruses and vaccine development. And it's an hour-long podcast. We've posted it at man.video because they tried to take it down. Here he is now that we know the outbreak was already going, putting out the cover story that, oh, yeah, we went and got a bunch of stuff out of these caves and we put them together and so made it where humans can be infected so we could come out with vaccines. Here it is.
Where did they come from? And we went out to southern China and did surveillance of bats across southern China. And we've now found, after, you know, 6 or 7 years of doing this, over 100 new SARS-related coronaviruses, very close to SARS. Some of them get into human cells in the lab. Some of them can cause SARS disease in humanized mouse models and are untreatable with therapeutic monoclonals, and you can't vaccinate against them with the vaccine. So these are a clear and present danger.
Yeah.
We've even found people with antibodies in Yunnan to SARS-related coronaviruses, so there's a human exposure.
Right.
We're now doing surveillance, we're just beginning another 5 years of work to look at cohorts in southern China to say, well, how frequent does this spillover happen and is it associated with disease? Because I expect, just like Nipah in Bangladesh, there are dozens and dozens of small spillovers going on the planet any one time, which we just never see.
Sure. Yeah, they never amplify. There are a few cases and they're just absorbed in the illness, the overall illness of the population, right?
Now you could say, so who cares? You know, and that's one argument. But our strategy is any one of those could become pandemic. There's a lot of stochasticity in what happens then.
Yeah.
So if we look at all of them, understand patterns, try and reduce the number of spillover events we've got, you know.
But if you're saying these are diverse coronaviruses and you can't vaccinate against them, there are no antivirals, what do we do?
Well, so I think that coronaviruses are pretty good. I mean, you're a virologist, you know all this stuff, but you can manipulate them in the lab pretty easily. It's just spike protein drives a lot of what happens with the coronavirus, zoonotic risk. So you can get the sequence, you can build the protein, and we work with Ralph Barrick at UNC to do this. Insert it into the backbone of another virus and do some work in the lab. So you can get more
predictive. Folks, you got to share this video, band.video. Again, its title is Monday Night Emergency Broadcast. Video emerges of Fauci and HHS plotting to scare, to stage massive health scare using a new virus. Share it now, folks. Band.video.
Cobra Commander here with an important message to humanity. I have decided that all of you will take a special injection so that you will be safe. But the injection is not ready yet. And so, I need all of you to stay indoors for the next 15 days to flatten the curve. I also need you to wear a mask, and I also need you to only shop at mega corporations. That way we can consolidate control and bankrupt the world economy, leaving companies that only I own profitable. You will then be my slaves. Oh, and then you'll get that special shot of venom from Cobra. It will remove your immune system, so you'll be dependent on me for the rest of your miserable lives.
Tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
In the All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to American Journal. My name is Harrison Smith. I'm just going through a video. We often talk about Aldous Huxley, and I've showed many times clips from his 1956 interview with Mike Wallace, where he lays out in very stark and accurate language exactly what's going to happen as this real life Brave New World is founded all around us. Well, I wanted to find another video of his. It's actually a speech that he gave from Berkeley University in the 60s, because it relates pretty much a one-to-one discussion to this story. Woman successfully treated for depression with electrical brain implant. Device works by detecting patterns of brain activity linked to depression and automatically interrupting them using tiny pulses of electrical stimulation delivered deep inside the brain. I'm going to show you what Aldous Huxley had to say about that in the 1960s, because I don't know if you're aware of this, but so many times in the modern world when we see some sort of new scientific advancement that they're very excited to tell us about, it's actually been around since probably the 50s or the 60s. They've known, you know, how to do certain things, like plant an electrode in your brain in order to make you happy with the push of a button. It's just that they needed to do the necessary groundwork in order to prepare the population to accept such an invasive and intrinsically anti-human sort of contraption planted in your brain. Well, I think they have gotten to that point, and they're now rolling this out. So we'll talk about that in the next segment a little bit, but I'm excited to talk about that, because I knew I'd remembered Aldous Huxley saying something about that, and I couldn't quite remember what it was, but I just found it. So I'm gonna have the crew cut that out and have that ready for you in the next segment. We're also doing some digging into a video that's been going around Twitter recently that purports to show oil tankers backed up in Oklahoma, but our producer Matt has done some research into that, and seems to be a little piece of fake news. And of course, it's just like some of the other stories that I've covered, that I covered yesterday, where it's not that this isn't happening, it's that we have to avoid fake news about this happening. Same thing with the COVID camps. And I guess it was last week that I covered the COVID camp sign that people were getting up in arms about. And it's like, are COVID camps being built? Are there plans in place to use essentially concentration camp tactics in order to imprison people who aren't vaccinated, or who people who the government decides are a risk to your health? Of course there are. And it doesn't help awareness of this to put the blame on other things, right? There is a purposefully created, manufactured supply chain breakdown at this point. Very real, very devastating, with hundreds of ships sitting off, you know, places like the coast of LA waiting to drop off supplies. And they just don't have, they don't have the workers for it. So we, that is happening. So we want to report on that. We want to show you things on that. But if we show you something that's, not actually that happening, then that just gives an opportunity for our enemies to point that and go, see, fake news. See, it's fake news. It's not real. It's not happening. You don't have to worry about it. It is happening. So we have to, make sure to point out when it is happening and not show you things that, aren't accurate, because that just undermines the entire concept that we're running with. I feel somewhat similar about, the New Yorkers that marched yesterday in New York City. At one point, they were tearing down a tent that's set up for COVID testing. And, we got very close to smashing a little girl in the head with the, leg of this tent stand. Just like, that's exactly what we don't need. Exactly what we don't need is anti-vaxxer, you know, 6-year-old girl left bloodied and, you know, requiring 20 stitches when she's attacked by anti-vaxxer rioters. It's like, we don't need that. That's not going to help the cause at all. It's also not going to help the cause to attack testing centers if you're attacking the vaccine mandate. And of course, I get it. The testing center is a scam also, and also is helping to perpetuate this tyranny that we're seeing. So I get it. It makes sense. But we actually have, you know, unlike the mainstream media, we actually have to be accurate. We actually have to make sure that what we're doing is on the up and up, on the up and up, and dotting all the T's and crossing all the I's, if you will. If we're on the left, we wouldn't have to worry about that at all. We wouldn't have to worry about being accurate. We wouldn't have to worry about being peaceful. We wouldn't have to worry about being logical or decent or any of that stuff. The left doesn't have to care about that. We do. And it's a burden, of course. It'd be a lot easier if we could just do what the left does and just randomly make stuff up, have everybody else in the country repeat it verbatim, and then when it's proven to be false, just completely ignore it and move on to the next thing. Very convenient for leftists who are able to carry on with that sort of propaganda. We don't have that luxury, so we got to be a little bit more careful about what we talk about, which is such an irony when you hear the things they say about us. Oh, by the way, do you know the CDC is letting you have Christmas this year? They are. It's true. They are allowing you to have Christmas. It's amazing. It's just, you know, meat is illegal, so you won't be able to eat turkey on Thanksgiving dinner. You won't be able to have your Christmas ham, of course, and you'll have to stay 6 feet apart. And of course, I'm sure giving presents is somehow a violation of their dictates. But so I thought that was so nice of the CDC to grant the American people the right to celebrate their religious holidays. It's just absolutely absurd. I'm going to go ahead and open up the phone lines for this hour. We'll be joined in the third hour by Robert Owens from the National Council, or he's a National Council member, I should say, of the John Birch Society. So we'll be welcoming him. Maybe we'll take calls with him as well, but we'll definitely take calls throughout this first hour. And we really have had some amazing callers recently, especially yesterday. We just had caller after caller. It was really top notch. But here's the problem. They'd all called in before. So today I want to do, and since we're only taking calls for this hour, I want to do first-time callers only. If you've never called in before, or if you've called in and been on hold and never gotten on air, I want you to call in. I'll put you on first. So if you have called in and been on the air before, just hold off for a second, maybe a little bit later today. But first, I want to give the number out for just the first-time callers. The number to dial is 1-877-789-2539. That's 1-877-789-2539. 39. Give us a call here at American Journal. First time callers, you will get on the air quite rapidly. So I encourage you to do that. You can call about any and everything that we see. Of course, our top stories are the fact that Attorney General Merrick Garland has ordered the FBI to mobilize against concerned parents who are protesting, you know, their children either being taught open, blatant, hardcore pornography in elementary school, critical race theory, or another number of subversive and destructive ideologies that the teachers in these schools have taken it upon themselves to indoctrinate your children with. If you oppose that, if you stand up against that, you are, I guess, a domestic terrorist now because somebody wrote a letter. They wrote a letter, and the FBI just declared them domestic terrorists. It's sort of the common theme that we have today, because the other top story is, of course, the Facebook so-called whistleblower that blew the whistle on Facebook being too lenient, blowing the whistle, saying that Facebook is not censoring enough. She's not a whistleblower. She simply wants to control the strings of Google for the safety of our country, of course, and censor anybody that deviates even minutely from the dictates of our superiors. And it's just amazing. You know, we have whistleblower after whistleblower on our side come out. They are removed from the internet. They are arrested. They are sent to prison. They are holed up in the Ecuadorian embassy. They are sent to the brig and facing 17 years. That's what happens to real whistleblowers. That's what happens to legitimate insiders who are telling you things that the powers that be don't want you to hear. They get destroyed, censured, or silenced. This is not a real whistleblower. This is a fabrication. This is a manufactured conflict. And you know, because not only did 60 Minutes do the segment with her, but the very next day, she's given a place of honor to demand things from the Senate. Just incredible. Everything from Sinema being accosted by paid and professional activists, to this whistleblower talking to Facebook, to the FBI cracking down on the enemies of the progressives. It's just, life is easy for a liberal. Write a letter, FBI's mobilized. It's simple as that.
Jacob in Ohio, welcome. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good, brother.
Great last caller. I just wanted to start with plugging your sleep supplement. It's basically the only way I get sleep anymore with all the gaslighting, demoralization, and absurdity. It's like we're living at a twilight zone, man.
All right, Eric in New Hampshire. Eric, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call. If I could, I just want to throw a quick plug out for one of the products. The X2 does wonders. I recommend it to everybody. If you're on the fence about it, get off the fence, get the product, support the employees. War.
Tyler in Maine, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, it's great to be on with you. It's an honor.
Honor to talk to you.
Awesome. So first thing I wanted to do is say I love the products, Alpha Power, even at 29. If you ask my better half, she loves it, and it helps in the bedroom. So just number one for viewers.
Well, it
there.
Definitely works. It's not a joke.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alex?
Hey, put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWar.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free press needs your help, Frank. I got some good news. All the items in front of me are back in stock and are 40 to 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. The bad news is a lot of them are about to sell out. So this sale is only going for 1 week starting on September 29th. And in the case of green fiber capsules, these will be sold out in just a couple days. 50% off. We have Knockout Sleep Aid, 50% off. Sold out for months, very popular, twice as strong as Knockout, probably too strong for some people, totally different formula. Down and Out is back in stock, 50% off. We've extended the sale on Winter Sun and Ultra 12, 50% off, and also on Deep Breath Crystal Iodine Survival Shield X2. It's all 40 to 50% off for 1 week only. Take advantage of it and fund the InfoWar. And I thank you all for your support. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's a win-win. These are things that make you healthy, make your life better, and they fund the InfoWar. Again, the only way we lose is if you don't take action right now.
I'm 59 years old, in good health. I'm not working in the front line.
So my type is not recommended to get vaccination.
That was the current CEO of Pfizer just a few months ago on a national TV interview saying, oh, he doesn't need to take the so-called mRNA vaccine. It's really a gene therapy. He said, you know, he's 50-something years old. He's healthy. He doesn't need it. It's at-risk people, but that's not what his PR firms that have bought off the politicians in over 100 countries say. They say you've got to take it to have a job or leave your house or get on a plane or a train or even get outside your home for 1 hour a day if you live in Australia. So remember, the White House is exempt. Congress and their staff are exempt. The Postal Service is exempt. All these big corporate heads are exempt. They're not taking their poison vaccine. They're pushing it on you. Wake up, folks. Wake up.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks, to American Journal. The word transhumanism, believe it or not, was actually created and popularized by Aldous Huxley's brother. Very interesting. While he was writing Brave New World, Aldous Huxley, his brother was a big proponent of transhumanism. And it looks like we are on the cusp of that exact phenomenon. Here's the story from The Guardian. A woman successfully treated for depression with electrical brain implant. Now, here you can see the woman. Pale, severely overweight, clearly not active or doing anything in her own life to actually, you know, progress her own mental health and overcome her struggles. No, it's so much easier, isn't it, to just plant an electrode in your head to stimulate happiness. What could be so bad about that, you ask? Well, it's called the ultimate revolution. At least that's the term that Huxley used to represent a revolution beyond which further revolution is impossible. He explained this and the way electrodes in your brain will be used to bring this about in a speech called The Ultimate Revolution, Brave New World to Berkeley, California University in 1962. I'm going to let him take it for the rest of this segment so you can hear from the man himself how they had this technology in 1962 and how unscrupulous people would use it to control entire populations. Here's Aldous Huxley from 1962.
So that here I think one has an enormous area in which the ultimate revolution could function very well indeed, an area in which a great deal of control could be used by, not through terror, but through making life seem much more enjoyable than it normally does, enjoyable to the point where, as I've said before, human beings come to love a state of things which by any reasonable and decent human standard they ought not to love. And this, I think, is perfectly possible. Well, then, very briefly, let me speak about one of the more recent developments of in the sphere of neurology, the implantation of electrodes in the brain. This, of course, has been done on a large scale in animals and in a few cases it's been done in hopeless in cases of the hopelessly insane, and it is anybody who's watched the behavior of rats with electrodes planted in different centers must come away from this experience with the most extraordinary doubts about what on earth is in store for us if ever this is got hold of by a dictator. If I saw not long ago some rats in Magoon's laboratory at UCLA. There were two sets of them, one with electrodes planted in a pleasure center. And these rats were, the technique was that they had a bar which they pressed and which turned on a very small current for a short space of time, which we had a wire connected with their electrode, and which stimulated this pleasure center, which was evidently absolutely ecstatic, because these rats were pressing the bar 18,000 times a day. apparently, if you kept them from pressing the bar for a day, they would press the bar 36,000 times on the following day and would fall till they fell down in complete exhaustion. And they would neither eat nor be interested in the opposite sex and would just go on pressing this bar. Then the most extraordinary rats were those where the electrode was planted halfway between a pleasure and a pain center, and where evidently the result was a kind of mixture of the most wonderful ecstasy in being on the rack at the same time. And you would see the rat sort of looking at its bar and sort of saying, to be or not to be, that is the question. Finally would approach and do it, and then go back with this awful, if one can humanize or anthropomorphize, I mean, he was feeling something terribly mixed. And he would wait for quite a long time before pressing the bar again, but he would always press it again. I mean, this was the extraordinary thing. And I notice in this most recent issue of Scientific American, there's a very interesting article on electrodes in the brains of chickens, where the technique is very ingenious. You sink into their brains a little socket with a screw on it, and the electrode then can be screwed deeper and deeper into the brain stem, and you can test at any moment, according to the depth of which goes in fractions of a millimeter, of what you're stimulating. And these creatures are not merely stimulated by wire. They're fitted with a miniaturized radio receiver weighing less than an ounce, which is attached to them, so that they can be communicated with at a distance. I mean, they can run about in the barnyard, and you can press the button, and this particular area of the brain to which the electrode has been screwed down to will be stimulated, and you will get these fantastic phenomena that a sleepy chicken will suddenly get up and rush about, or an active chicken will suddenly sit down and go to sleep, or a hen will suddenly start sitting as though it were hatching out an egg, or a rooster will start fighting, or will suddenly go into a state of extreme depression. The whole picture of the absolute control of the drives is terrifying. And in the cases, a few cases in which this has been done with very sick human beings, the effects are evidently very remarkable too. I was talking last summer in England to Gray Walter, who is the most eminent exponent of the electroencephalogram techniques in England, and he was telling me that he's seen hopeless inmates of asylums with these things in their heads, and that these people were suffering from uncontrollable depression, and they'd had the electrodes inserted into something resembling evidently the pleasure center of the rat. Anyhow, when they felt too bad, they just pressed a button, the battery in their pocket. And he said the result was fantastic. The mouth would go down, would suddenly turn up, and they would evidently feel, I don't know for how long at a time, very cheerful and happy. So that here again one sees the most extraordinary, revolutionary techniques which are now available to us. Now, what is obviously perfectly clear is that for the present these techniques are not being much used except in a purely experimental way. But I think it is extraordinarily important for us to realize, to realize what is happening, to make ourselves acquainted with what has already happened, and then to use a certain amount of imagination to extrapolate into the future the sort of things that might happen. I mean, what might happen if these fantastically powerful techniques were used by unscrupulous people in authority? What on earth?
Well, folks, back in 1962, it was just projection and guessing. Now it's real, it's here, and it's being implemented and rolled out in humans in real time. Who's going to be controlling it? Well, the same unscrupulous scumbags that right now are telling you to get a vaccine or starve. We're here, folks. It's the Ultimate Revolution.
I want to explain something that is absolutely key to understanding our world. It's very, very simple, but that most people don't know. The privately owned central banks of the world are artificially creating thousands of trillions of dollars in other major currencies and using them to buy up infrastructure, intellectual property, energy. They're using it to buy people, to buy influence. And in the past, they created thousands of trillions so that they could leverage that, manipulate markets, but they never allowed that money to get into the general circulation or it would cause massive inflation. Now they've gone ahead and weaponized it and are flooding every sector of the world economy, buying up everything, not to have the companies operate, but to actually shut them down and force the collapse of civilization, making the companies they do fund be the only things left standing. This is the Great Reset. This is what's happening now. Warn everyone. It's the only way to stop it. People ask me, Alex, why did you come out with a new natural organic sleep aid when you already have Knockout that works so well with eight natural ingredients? Well, because when you've taken a certain organic blend for a decade, like I've taken this product I came up with, it doesn't work as well anymore. That's the way herbs work. You go off it a while, come back on it, it works again. So what did I do? I went to the developers and I said, make a totally different formula with a lot of other known natural healthy compounds that make you sleep deep and restful, because that's what helps your immune system, and I want it to be at least twice as strong as Knockout. Okay, be careful when you take it. It's incredibly strong. It's named Down and Out. I don't have time to get into all the ingredients in it, but it is extremely strong, and we are extremely proud of it. It is exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off right now. Sold out for more than 4 months. Now back in stock. Get your Down and Out and your Knockout at InfoWarsStore.com today. And I thank you for your support, because it keeps us on the air. By now you've heard me talk about the BioPros and how they're creating amazing products. They've done it again and have just released an entire suite of bioremediation products, bringing industrial-level technology to the everyday consumer. They're literally changing the industry with a revolutionary patented delivery system. The BioPros are excited to release BioDrain Pro, a product specifically designed to establish healthy drains, pipes, and overall plumbing systems. BioDrain Pro digests grease, fats, oil, sludge, paper, and organic matter with ease. It contains no chemicals, no GMOs, and is safe for black, gray holding tanks, sewer hoses, and plumbing. It is also human and animal safe. Get up to 20 treatments with the scoop for easy applications. Say goodbye to drain problems, gas buildup, and odor. Guaranteed. Just pour and add water. It's that simple. Visit thebiopros.com and see for yourself.
The purpose of fear is to call us into action, and there is plenty to be afraid of today. Half the population has lined up for an untested, deadly, and debilitating experimental injection because they were told to be afraid of an invisible asymptomatic disease. The perpetrators of all this have clearly stated their goal of having 80% of the population hooked up to an artificial intelligence hive mind in less than 9 years. For those of us who have awoken from the spell, we know this is all really happening, and it's unbelievably unsettling to see. But there is only two things to do. We continue sounding the alarm because it's a numbers game. If enough people awaken from the cult spell, then we win. But even when we win, and we eventually will, the days of convenience are soon coming to an end. And so we must prepare. Get up to a year's worth of storable foods, water filtration, survival gear, seeds, shortwave radios, and life-saving knowledge at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Going out to your phone calls momentarily. Just before we do a little fake news alert. The video, I believe, was originally posted by Twitter user Mike of Texlahoma at InfoHarvester. He says, this is how many oil tankers are backed up near the port of Thackerville, Oklahoma, via the Red River. Huge backlog with footage showing a mist-shrouded river, just absolutely full of ships of some sort. And there's a lot of discussion, still is a lot of discussion going on as to whether this is real
or something else? Well, our producer has been hard at work during the show figuring out what the truth of this is. Here you see also posted, this is the end of the world economy, all because they fired workers and truck drivers for not taking the vaccine. Huge backlog of oil tankers near the port of Thackerville, Oklahoma, via the Red River. We can now say with pretty much 100% certainty, this is fake news, not a real video. The real video comes from as far back as March 29th of this year. Incredible footage shows Suez Canal chaos as $12.57 billion worth of goods is stranded. So that footage is actually from the supply chain breakdown earlier in the year when the Suez Canal was blocked by a ship for the first time in history and led to massive slowdowns all over. So there you go. Are supply chain collapses happening? Absolutely they are. Are there hundreds upon hundreds of ships sitting off the coast of America right now waiting to be unloaded for times up to 4 weeks? Of course there are. Are there oil shortages in the UK and China? The UK oil shortages causing truck drivers to be replaced by military personnel and forcing them to determine who deserves oil and who doesn't. And that is dependent on how valuable your profession is to the people in charge. Of course, that's all happening. And in order to focus on that and defeat that and, you know, actually tell people what's really going on, spreading fake news will never help. So this seems to be, to me, some sort of bizarre modern false flag where something that is happening, you post a claim that it is happening with proof that's not real so they can go in and say, see, this is all fake. It's all fake news. You can't count on it. You know, it's like if you go to the Snopes article about the Rockefeller lockstep document. They say, this image is totally fake. It doesn't exist. And they show you an image of a Facebook post that's not the Rockefeller lockstep document. It's something else, right? Somebody else wrote a, you know, step-by-step guide to the coronavirus, and it says, from the Rockefeller playbook, which is just a phrase, right? If I were to say a mass murderer was following the Charlie Manson playbook, Snopes, I guess, would fact-check me and say, actually, Charles Manson never actually wrote a playbook, so it's not from his playbook. Like, that's essentially what they're doing. So, is the lockstep document real? Yes, it is. Did they write it in 2010? Yes, they did. Does it seem to perfectly lay out the exact path that COVID-19 would take? Yes, it does. So what do? They throw up a different image and say, oh, this is what they mean by the Rockefeller. And that's fake. Totally fake. False. Pants on fire. Lie. Fact check. Negative. Right? So it's the same type of thing. It's all real. So they put up fake evidence to disprove that in order to try to disprove the entire concept. They do it with lockstep document. They're doing it now with the supply chain breakdown. So don't fall for it. It's a very shocking footage, but it was in fact from earlier this year, March 29th, 2021 in the Suez Canal backups. There you go. A little fact check from your friends at InfoWars. Now let's go out. We got quite a few first time callers. Let's go first to, looks like, Jeff in South Carolina, first-time caller. Thank you so much for calling in, Jeff. You're on the air.
Hey, Harrison.
Hello.
Hey, man. It's first time, but I've been watching you for a couple weeks. Really like your show. I like your presentations.
Thank you very much. Listen, appreciate that.
When we're talking about fact-checking, that's kind of like what I'm asking you to do for me today.
Okay.
And you don't have to find out today, but if you'd report back on it. I had heard some vaccine exemptions, and trust me, I want anybody who's available to have a choice, make a choice. But I had heard, obviously, Congress is exempt from having to take the vaccines, which is great. I don't know why we're not allowed to have those kind of rights as they do, but also the Chinese students going to college. Mm-hmm. And I thought that would be interesting if you could prove it or snope it out or whatever and find out. Because I had heard that, too, that the Chinese students, I think there's maybe 800,000 of them in America that are exempt. And how do the colleges get around that?
I hadn't heard of that. I mean, I know the illegal immigrants are exempt from getting the COVID vaccine. But I haven't heard of, like, you know, visa holders or, you know, immigrants going to college here not having to take the vaccine. But, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. It's interesting, isn't it, who gets exempt and who doesn't? Organizations like the post office with big, powerful lobbies in Washington, D.C., they're exempt. but you're not, right? If you have a big lobby behind you, you might be exempt, but the small businesses will not be exempt. It's very convenient, but I'll look into that Chinese student claim. I hadn't heard of that.
Yes, and I believe everybody should have the right, and yeah. those people do have a right. Here's another thing. That woman who was a mother who took the vaccine that made news and then her obituary was,
censored.
Yeah. Right. And this might be a Mandela effect for me because I think there's another obituary. Do you know who Tracy Edwards is?
Doesn't ring a bell.
Okay. Well, that's kind of good. And I know she's affiliated with the NAACP, so they would kind of be involved. But I thought that she passed away. And I've been looking up for some information on her, and there's no documentation on her over the last couple of years.
Hmm.
And yeah, and the thing is, she's the one that said, I'm not going to ask what's the infusion.
Oh, right.
I'm just going to take the infusion.
I do remember her. Yes, I do. Well, I know exactly what you're talking about now.
I was telling your callers, the producers or whatever, if y'all could look that up, find out if she's around, because I think she passed away, but there's no information. There's no information on her. She's a councilwoman and all that kind of stuff. But
interesting.
Those are a couple things. Yeah, those are the two things I think would make a difference.
All right. All right. Thank you so much, Jeff. Yeah, a couple rabbit holes to travel down. We'll look into both those. I appreciate the call, and I appreciate your kind words. Let's go now to, looks like, Denise in North Carolina has been holding the longest. Thanks for calling in. Denise, first-time caller, you're on the air. Oh, hold on just 1 second, Denise. There you go. Now you're on the air.
Hi, Harrison.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, thank you. Thanks for calling in.
So I'm here in the area of North Carolina, Research Triangle Park area, and it's pretty much, we're kind of becoming the Silicon Valley of the East.
Oh, Lord.
So
Austin's becoming the Silicon Valley of Texas, and yeah, it's horrible. It's horrible.
It is. It's changing the area I grew up in.
Yeah.
And I'm now homeschooling my kids.
You are homeschooling your kids?
I'm homeschooling my kids. Yes, I pulled them out last year when I kind of saw this coming.
Good.
So I knew, yeah, we're in a pretty progressive area, so I definitely didn't want to take the risk of keeping them in the public school system, of course.
Right. Right. And, of course, you know, I should mention this since we know that Attorney General Merrick Garland is ordering the FBI to mobilize against anti-CRT parents. This is going to cause a lot of people to want to start to homeschool. And so you can expect the next big push to be anti-homeschool legislation. They've already have some on the books in California. They've tried to pass it before, but essentially they're going to say you're too dangerous to teach your children. You're going to teach them to be bigoted and racist. So you're not going to be allowed to homeschool. So first they'll shut down any ability to have a say over your local school system and to, you know, have input into what they teach your kids. But then next they'll eliminate the option of homeschooling, then total control of the kids' education. And I think that's definitely happening. How is homeschooling working out for you, Dennis? Denise, rather.
It has been working out fantastic, Harrison. My kids are super happy. I have 7-year-old boy-girl twins, and I have a 6-year-old daughter. They have been – we have someone who comes in who helps us tutor a little bit, a couple times a week, but the rest is coming from mom. And I do. I absolutely love it. It gives me quality time with my kids. And, you know, it's a constant learning process. We make everything learning. So there's never any, like, sit down and trying to recreate school at home.
Right, right. That's great. No, it sounds wonderful, Denise. Congratulations.
I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021. And I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer. And I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, then we are brothers and sisters together. And it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. and just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless.
Could you imagine a year ago walking into a bank with your face covered? Could you imagine even going into the grocery store? Do you think they would let you in? Do you think they would be following you in the aisles to make sure that you weren't going to be shoplifting? Could you imagine going up to a gas station and going inside the little mini mart to pay for your gas with a bandana on? How far do you think that would get you? Could you imagine as a teacher showing up to school with a shield that looks like a space alien? Those things are offensive to us because it interferes with normal human interaction.
The globalists are running a psychological warfare operation on humanity. Only waking up to the Great Reset and its tyranny will save us. And the mask is the sign of slavery. We must inform the public that it's a fraud and that it's dangerous and that it causes major medical issues and is dehumanizing. And the film COVIDland does that. Secure your copy now at COVIDland.com and get a free copy of Endgame with your purchase. I've been fighting as hard as I can for almost 28 years against the globalists. I wanted to stop their agenda. I wanted to wake up the world and stop them dead in their tracks before they went operational. But we failed. Yes, a lot of people are awake. Yes, we're not getting caught flat-footed, but they are going ahead with their full operational deindustrialization Great Reset. And that's why it's more important than ever that all viewers and all listeners tell everybody they know about the show, because people are ready to wake up and ready to hear the truth. So we've got to information warfare the enemy and try to stop their agenda, but we've also got to get personally prepared. And one of the number one things to do is high-quality, storable food. We've got the best food ready to ship at very affordable prices at InfoWarsStore.com. So whether it's a month or a six-month or a year supply or specialty diets, it's ready to ship right now. Lock your orders in before food prices go up and before there are long lines and waits, because believe me, serious times are coming. Get ready at InfoWarsStore.com. God created each and every one of us with free will. But we look at the world system now openly announcing the mark of the beast. Everything that it's attempting to do is built around getting rid of our free will and making us bow down and submit and turn our very bodies, our very productivity, our very genetics, our very future over to them. They want control of procreation. They want control of the relationships between men and women. They want to bring a form of living death to our society and our civilization. All of us were formed and made in God's mind, in God's image, and given free will. And make no mistake, all of you alive today were created by God to be alive in this special time so that you could make the right decision in free will and stand against evil. And then, for eternity, win the great birthright prize of being aligned with God.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, folks, back to your phone calls momentarily. Let me just give you some of the latest headlines here about COVID-19. From bestlifeonline.com, these states are seeing COVID cases surge again. In other words, put this, highly vaccinated New England seeing a massive spike in COVID cases. That's right. One of the most highly vaccinated places in the country is sustaining a massive rise in COVID numbers, which is interesting and perhaps might want to make you think about things if you actually think the vaccine is effective. It's not. It's not. And time again, we see highly vaccinated areas with massive, massive spikes in COVID-19. Maybe that's something to take into consideration. Maybe not. Hey, what do I know? Meanwhile, the NIH director, Francis Collins, is stepping down now after something like 30 years in the bureaucracy, 12 years as head of the NIH. During the 12-year tenure of Dr. Collins, I don't even know if he's a doctor or not, The NIH received steady funding boosts from Congress, launched ambitious public-private partnerships with drug companies, and largely avoided scrutiny from Congress and the White House. Minor controversies did surface, however. Trump at one point issued a controversial ban on new fetal tissue research. Multiple private-public partnerships were called off due to the perception of undue influence from the companies involved. And most recently, the agency canceled, but later reinstated a longstanding grant to the EcoHealth Alliance, a research organization that studies how coronavirus transmit from bats to people, over accusations it performed controversial gain-of-function research on the virus family. Another way of putting that would be EcoHealth Alliance, the organization that created and released the coronavirus with funding from American taxpayers. COVID cases also spiking in the Australian state of Victoria. Government blames people watching sports at home. Yeah, they're not staying in their bubble, and it's causing a spike. Yes, we are highly vaccinated. Yes, we are incredibly locked down. Yes, we are experiencing a COVID spike. No, we will not try to figure out why that is. Just keep blaming the unvaccinated, I guess. And then here is an investigation by the Exposé saying deaths among teenage boys have increased by 63% in the UK since they started getting the COVID-19 vaccine. This according to ONS, or Office for National Statistics numbers. So you have something like a 63% rise in teenage deaths over this particular time over last year. However, further data published by Public Health England on the number of 999, which is their version of 911 calls, made requesting an ambulance due to cardiac arrest, which has skyrocketed against the expected average since young adults and teens began receiving the COVID-19, made us want to revisit the ONS data due to a suspicion that we'd find a majority of excess deaths among teens are actually amongst teenage boys. And that is, of course, accurate. Meanwhile, The Daily Skeptic has this story. Government hides details of key conversations between leading scientists on COVID origins. Attempts to see details of key email conversations between leading scientists, including Sir Patrick Vallance and Anthony Fauci, on the origins of COVID have been quashed by British government, which has redacted page after page with thick black lines, begging the question, what are they hiding? So the Mail on Sunday used a Freedom of Information Act to obtain a cache of 32 emails about a secret teleconference between British and American health officials held early in the pandemic, but officials blacked out almost every word before releasing the crucial documents. What are they trying to hide? Great questions. There you go. The entire COVID narrative is collapsing around the ears of the tyrants who are trying to uplift it. Don't let them lie to you. Don't let them scare you into submission. Let's go now back out to the phone calls. We have another first-time caller, Rob in California, who wants to talk about religious exemptions to the vaccine. Thanks so much for calling in, Rob. You're on the air.
Hey, Harrison. Good to talk to you. Can you hear me?
I hear you fine. Thanks for calling in.
Okay. Hey, first-time caller, but been listening for a while. I think you guys are all doing just tremendous work, God's work. I wanted to try to put this out there. I know a lot of people are morally against changing their DNA or having some technology in their body that changes what God's grand design was.
Right.
And there are many, many people who their churches are not either they don't have it in their bylaws, or the preacher isn't on board, or the main group of whatever the denomination isn't on board. What I'm trying to do is have both non-believers and believers give them an option to get a religious exemption with membership into the church. It costs nothing. And if I could give out that website, it has our email on it. And also we'll be posting information about kind of the stuff you go over, and I'm trying to actually see if I can't have a link to InfoWars itself, because I think you guys are doing God's work, and I think, I know in my heart that getting the information out there is the way to win the battle.
Well, I think that's fantastic. I'd love for you to give out that website, and I think it's an important thing to do. I know I have family members that went to our church and asked if they could get a religious exemption. They were told no because the Pope likes vaccines. So we told them, we're finding a new church now. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. We're going to get a new church now because the Pope is the devil and the vaccine is the mark of the beast. And if you don't realize that, you're not a real church. So I think this will be a great resource for a lot of people like myself and my family who are looking for religious exemptions and finding that our church is not willing to provide them. So what is the website, Rob?
So the website is www.JesusChristHolyTemple.com.
Jesus Christ Holy Temple?
That's correct.
Okay, and there they can find the resources for religious exemption. I think that's great.
One of the things I've noticed HR departments are doing with some religious exemptions, they're coming back with a form which they're allowed to ask questions, and it says, have you ever taken a vaccine? And so they're basically trying to nullify it. Well, the exemption we have built basically states that, like, with membership into our church, with exception of Christ, and with accepting of the fact that your now deeply held belief is that technology and substances that alter your DNA should not be in your body. It's against God's scriptural word. And once you take that exception, those questions, you're born again. No longer, whatever you've done in your past doesn't matter. If you've been vaccinated, it doesn't matter, because you're accepting Christ and you're accepting the fact that he died for your sins, but also that you're supposed to, according to scripture, keep your body his temple.
Yeah.
So it's a different approach than other people's exemptions. And what I'm trying to do is make it so that when that HR department comes along and says, well, have you ever done this? Well, you have a new awakening and a rebirth, and all the past that you've done is washed away.
And this is what we got to do, because all of their vaccine mandates, all of their threats of firing you, all of that stuff can be undone. There are still legal remedies to prevent these mandates from being enacted on you, and that's exactly what we need. If every church in America was just giving out vaccine exemption, like, this wouldn't even be an issue. It wouldn't be a problem. So thank you so much for doing that, Rob. And again, the website is Jesus Christ. What was it? Jesus Christ Temple. Jesus Christ Holy
Temple.
Jesus Christ Holy Temple.com. And that sounds wonderful. Thank you so much for that call. Let's go to Mark, who's a first time caller to our show. Thanks for calling in, Mark. You maybe a similar call to the last one we had. As you want to share a Bible verse? Thanks for calling in, Mark. You're on the air.
Yeah. Thank you for taking my call. Yeah, I'm new to InfoWars, fairly new to InfoWars, I would say. I'm like a Berean in the Bible. Like, I test everything. I don't just listen. Some talking head says something. I really do my own research. I'm careful what I put in my ears. But since everything's been going on with COVID, it has really woken me up. And God has flooded me with Bible verses. And one of them is out of Matthew 24. And I encourage the listeners just to go back. And if you read it before, reread it. And just focus on, I would say, focus on the scriptures, because a lot of this stuff has been predicted and what's going to happen.
Yeah, you're absolutely, Mark. We're running out of time here, so I want to hear this Bible verse before we got to go to commercial.
Matthew 24:21, for there will be greater anguish than at any time since the world began, and it will never be so great again. In fact, unless that time of calamity is shortened, not a single person will survive, but it will be shortened for the sake of God's chosen ones. There's a great shaking that's happening upon the earth, and either we're going to cling to the world or we're going to cling to the Lord.
Mm.
And what I see the underbelly is love is speaking truth, and love will win. And Jesus said, you know them by their fruit. There's a lot of these ideas out there. The root of it's hate.
Yeah.
It breeds hate. It breeds division.
And the consequences of these beliefs we see all around us: crime, death, destruction.
Exactly.
You're exactly right. And of course, I always refer to the time that we're in now as the crucible. Right. It's as you point out, it's the worst it's ever going to get. It's as bad as it can possibly be. But that means that you know, our strength is just tested to that higher degree. And how much more glorious will it be when we come out on the other side of it, remade, more powerful than ever before. We'll be back with the third hour of American Journal on the other side. Stay with us.
What are champions made of?
Here's a man who can show you.
InfoWarsStore.com.
is simply the best. InfoWarsStore.com beats out all the rest. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. It's the InfoWarsStore hotline. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
I got some good news. All the items in front of me are back in stock and are 40 to 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. The bad news is a lot of them are about to sell out. So this sale is only going for 1 week starting on September 29th. And in the case of green fiber capsules, these will be sold out in just a couple days, 50% off. We have Knockout Sleep Aid, 50% off. Sold out for months, very popular, twice as strong as Knockout, probably too strong for some people, totally different formula. Down and Out is back in stock, 50% off. We've extended the sale on Winter Sun and Ultra 12, 50% off, and also on Deep Earth Crystal Iodine Survival Shield X2. It's all 40 to 50% off for 1 week only. Take advantage of it and fund the InfoWar. And I thank you all for your support. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's a win-win. These are things that make you healthy, make your life better, and they fund the InfoWar. Again, the only way we lose is if you don't take action right now.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
President Biden is going to manage to even ruin the holidays. The economy, much like the global supply chain, is showing signs that it may be about to come to a grinding halt.
The normal number of container ships at anchor is 0 to 1.
Billions of dollars of goods floating in limbo. Dozens of cargo ships now stuck off the ports in Los Angeles and New York, with wait times to dock stretching up to 3 weeks.
China ran out of coal and is now rationing power to a grid that is on the verge of collapse.
And what does this tell us about that central planning ability of the Chinese government if it can't foresee some of the problems around Evergrande, if it can't foresee some of the problems around coal supplies?
We've got to get beyond this idea that Chinese leaders are some sort of fabled, you know, economic wizards. They're not. They make lots of mistakes, and they're forever having to clean up messes.
Auto industries worldwide are waiting on semiconductors, causing production to come to a stop.
This is the most severe shortage of semiconductors in years.
Hollywood is about to get hit by a massive strike.
Hollywood's been here before. The writers' strike 14 years ago lasted months and cost the industry hundreds of millions of dollars. Back then, streaming services were just starting, but the discounted pay rates they agreed then are often still in force today.
And the real estate sector is telegraphing a collapse.
The last 18 to 24 months, Jim, we've had $60 billion of capital announced that's coming into the space, but they're all going to the same markets. And so I think there's concentration risk on top of the land grab that the public companies and the private builders are buying so much land, both through options and owned, and land inflation is up over 30%.
While millions of businesses struggle to bring back an employment sector that doesn't want to come back.
As businesses try to bounce back from the pandemic, many are struggling to find workers.
Have you ever seen anything like this before?
It is the worst it's ever been.
But it's happening across the retail landscape. This Ace Hardware recently launched a marketing blitz after no one applied for its open jobs.
And very soon, your Christmas tree and Thanksgiving turkey will be in short supply. As Fauci says, Christmas may be canceled.
We can gather for Christmas, or it's just too soon to tell?
You know, Margaret, it's just too soon to tell. We've just got to concentrating on continuing to get those numbers down and not try to jump ahead by weeks or months and say what we're going to do at a particular time.
Biden's $1.9 trillion American rescue plan has done little to build back better. In fact, his tyrannical mandates are fueling the greatest shortage of healthcare workers in U.S. history.
Please get vaccinated now.
And it won't be long before the quantitative easing machine is kicked back on to keep the stock market churning, as two Federal Reserve chairmen conspicuously quit at the same time.
And I want to give people the big picture. The reason I don't care for Yellen or Powell, because they're both Marxist. And when I say that, I get nailed But I will read you a quote from Lenin. Okay, this is Vladimir. He says, the establishment of a central bank, this is a direct quote, is 90% of a communizing of a nation. That's Yellen and Powell.
According to Michael Snyder of the economic blog, the mainstream media keeps trying to put a happy face on the temporary shortages, but an industry insider has let me know what is really going on behind the scenes. This particular insider runs a grocery store in Maine, and he says that things are as bad as he has ever seen. In fact, he says that he has never seen anything close to what is happening now. Snyder goes on to detail shortages of common items, from Gatorade and gallons of water to deli and bakery items. Something wicked this way comes. Get prepared now. John Bowne reporting.
Get prepared now by going to InfoWarsStore.com and see InfoWars Emergency Supply Chain Breakdown Sale. Prices up to 50% off our top products, including our brand new and ultra powerful BrainForce Ultra. That's back in stock and 25% off. Down and Out Liquid Sleep Support Formula is back in stock and 50% off. Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine is 40% off. Living Defense Plus is 40% off. Organic Screen Fiber Caps is 50% off and selling out fast. Prepare yourself. Information and supplements, InfoWarsStore.com.
I want to explain something that is absolutely key to understanding our world, and it's very, very simple, but that most people don't know. The privately owned central banks of the world are artificially creating thousands of trillions of dollars in other major currencies and using them to buy up infrastructure, intellectual property, energy. They're using it to buy people, to buy influence. And in the past, they created thousands of trillions so that they could leverage that, manipulate markets, but they never allowed that money to get into the general circulation or it would cause massive inflation. Now they've gone ahead and weaponized it and are flooding every sector of the world economy, buying up everything, not to have the companies operate, but to actually shut them down and force the collapse of civilization, making the companies they do fund be the only things left standing. This is the Great Reset. This is what's happening now. Warn everyone. It's the only way to stop it.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to American Journal. I'm Harrison Smith. My guest this hour is Robert Owens. He is the Midwest Regional Field Director and a National Council member of the John Birch Society, a writer for the New American Magazine, and host of a weekly video series titled Constitution Corner at jbs.org. Prior to joining the field staff, Robert was a trial lawyer and practiced law for over two decades. He's here with us today to lend his expertise in discussing what your options are regarding the vaccine mandate. And hopefully we'll get into some other topics as well. The website where you can find his work is thenewamerican.com or jbs.org. That's John Birch Society, jbs.org. Thanks so much for joining us, Mr. Owens.
Thanks so much for having me on.
Well, I'm very happy to have you on, and of course you're on to talk about a topic that's on a lot of people's minds, including some of our callers in the previous hour who were asking about vaccine mandates and the legality of it, people trying to find workarounds to it. What's your advice for people out there who are now facing imminent firing or even worse because of a vaccine mandate and they don't want to take the jab? What's your advice to them?
Yeah, so first of all, don't quit, right? If you quit, story's over. At that point, you're just finding a new job. And,
right.
And maybe it could very well be that finding a new job is what you want to do, in which case, that's fine. But, there's several options that you can exercise. So first, under Title VII of the Civil Rights Act, they have an exemption for religious, belief. So if you have a sincerely held religious belief, you can submit some paperwork to your employer. And if they take any adverse action against you, then they've discriminated against your civil rights and you have a right of action. So, it's critical to get that paperwork in. And I would say there's a few steps that are really essential in this aspect. So first of all, pay attention to deadlines that your employer might set. It's you have to meet those deadlines. Two, pay attention to the manner in which You were to submit that paperwork. Some have a specific portal that you have to put it through, some to a specific supervisor. You have to do it the right way. You don't want to get caught up on a technicality. Right. And when you submit your paperwork, make sure you keep a copy of it. I can't tell you as a former trial lawyer, how many times, you know, I'd ask people for their paperwork on stuff and they'd say, well, I left it at work.
Right.
No. Keep it safely at home somewhere, right?
treat it like the vaccinated people treat their vaccine passport. Treasure your exemption.
Exactly. So the key to it is that this doesn't have to be some esoteric, theological description of things. All it really needs to be is a brief, clear statement, and you need to have the key phrase that this is your, quote, sincerely held religious belief. And that's essential to put in there. So one of the things that we recommend, and we've got a issue of the New American that sort of details and spells out the options. There's a number of places where you can get actually letter templates along these lines, and we sort of cite some of these in here. There's group out of Florida called Liberty Council. They have templates, and they've got, you know, Protestant, Catholic, Greek Orthodox, Russian Orthodox, Jewish, all sorts of different templates that you can work off of. Now, what's important to note is please don't just clip and paste this stuff, right? This is your sincerely held religious belief.
Right.
So it's important that, you make it your own statement.
We heard from a caller a little bit before that there are ways that companies are trying to get around this by claiming, well, you've taken a vaccine before, therefore, you know, your exemption is not valid now. Like, are there workarounds that we need to be aware of so we can avoid the pitfalls moving forward?
Sure. So those claims by employers are totally nonsense. What's important to note is the mRNA jab that is part of this COVID response is not a typical vaccine like those prior vaccines in any way, shape, or form. So it's a totally radically new technology. So none of that, applies at all. Plus, you know, people's religious beliefs change. So, right. There's that as well. And the key to it is this. Once you submit a letter for a sincerely held religious belief, then they have to give you a reasonable accommodation. And if they take any adverse action against you, you have what's at law called a prima facie case of discrimination. And now it's on them to prove otherwise.
Right.
And they're looking at paying legal fees. So for the most part, when lawyers are, being difficult with these things, once they get a letter from a lawyer, usually they back off. And I'm talking about more than 90% of the cases, they back off right there.
Right. That makes sense. Now, what about exemptions other than religious? Is there any other, like, for example, I know family members who have gotten exemptions because they're breastfeeding, and so a doctor's been able to write them an exemption. Is that a good route to take as well?
Yeah, so there's also the Americans with Disabilities Act, the ADA. And so unlike a religious exemption letter where you write it yourself, if you're going to go under the ADA, you have to have a medical note, as it were, from a physician. And what's noteworthy is that it can be any physician, right? It doesn't have to necessarily be your primary care physician. So if you've got a normal doctor that you see for cold and, whatever might come down the pike, and they're sort of a in-the-box doctor that doesn't really – consider what's really at stake with these vaccines.
Right.
You can shop around, find a second opinion, go through a telemed service, for example, and get a letter and submit that. And then once again, that puts you in a position where it's on the employer to prove otherwise. And so that gives you a great deal of coverage and success. And it's important to note, Harrison, you can do both. You can have both a religious exemption and a medical exemption. More paperwork is not going to hurt you in any way.
Double up. Yeah, I think that's rather brilliant, actually. I think that is a great way to do it.
It's all very interesting. So the Liberty Council for Florida, I've just been writing down everything you said. Title VII, here in the last 2 minutes of this segment, so we can, because I want to put out this segment by itself, just how to get a vaccine exemption. What other advice do you have for people out there that, once again, are under this vaccine mandate and are being told by everybody except for us that there's no way to get an exemption, you shouldn't be able to get one? Just any final words of advice for them?
Yeah, so a couple things. One, what I would say is if you can find a local lawyer will be involved in this. A lot of lawyers are interested in these cases, and the reason is that both under the Civil Rights Act and under the ADA, if your rights are violated by an employer, that employer is paying attorney's fees for it. So a lot of lawyers see this as sort of an opportunity to build a bejeebers out of a file and the employer play a great big bill. And most employers, they've been through this before, so they know better, right? So if you put your paperwork together, one other thing I wanted to note, Harrison, I've been hearing from folks that sometimes employers will say, well, we want to hear from a religious leader that this is actually a sincerely held religious belief. That's nonsense. And federal courts have specifically struck that down in the past. They cannot mandate or demand that you provide a letter from a religious leader because your sincerely held religious belief is, well, your sincerely held religious belief is not anybody other's. And you don't have to be part of a religion that has a history of, you know, avoiding vaccines or anything like that. This is your sincerely held religious belief. And especially for those in the pro-life community, with regard to all of the vaccines, in some way, shape, or form, either through the manufacturing, such as the J&J jab, or the research and development with regard to the Moderna or the Pfizer, there was use of aborted fetal stem cell lines that went into the process of developing these vaccines. So a lot of folks in the pro-life community, this is just an absolute no to begin with.
Yeah, and I'm not sure, but I wouldn't be surprised if there's some sort of, pig, body parts used in it as well as abortive. So there's lots of reasons why any religion who has very, very clear taboos against this sort of stuff going into your body, be exempt for that. So, great advice. Nobody should have to be subject to this. And it's almost ridiculous because we shouldn't even have to come up with exemptions, but hey, they're setting the rules. So we got to play by the rules. So at least play to win. We'll be back on the other side with Robert Owens to talk about more of this, anarcho-tyranny we suffer under.
My business model is very, very simple. I want to bring you products that work really, really well at affordable prices that are competitive so that you'll shop with us. And so we form a relationship so we're able to stay on air and fight the globalist and have good products that make us healthy, make us wiser, that boost our immune system. And that's what we've done. Now, one area of the immune system we don't talk enough about is deep, restful sleep. You can look it up for yourself. The effects of deep, restful sleep on health and the immune system. And so with everything we're doing out there to boost our immune system with vitamin D and zinc and all of it, that's great. But deep, restful sleep is just as important, maybe more important. So InfoWarsStore.com now can announce 50% off on our best-selling product, Down and Out, that just came back in after 4 months being sold out. It's 50% off. It's super strong, so be careful with it. If you want deep, restful sleep, this will do it. Everybody loves it. 5 stars. InfoWarsStore.com. Down and Out. Now back in stock. 50% off.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The average person on the face of this incredible planet is still unaware that there's a war between free individuals and nation states on one side and the globalists on the other, who are literally trying to create a post-human world. From the United States to Brazil, and of course triggered by the Brexit in the UK, nations were pulling out of the private corporate fascist world government. That's why they launched their Great Reset and their program after collapsing us of Build Back Better. This is nothing more than a top-down vertical consolidation of the world economy. And because they couldn't take our guns, and because we wouldn't bow, because the left, which is the ideology of this world government system, couldn't win, they released a biological weapon on us. Now we know, 2 years ago, we learned about it about 20 months ago. It's that simple. They can't beat us because of our free speech and our guns. So the global corporate combine released COVID-19, and you know the rest is history. Expose this paradigm, and we win.
General Lee. It's General Milley. I just want you to know that Trump tried to overthrow the U.S. government 2 days ago on January 6th. And I just want you to know I've taken control of the nuclear weapons. And if Trump tries to launch an attack on you, we'll let you know first the attack's coming.
That is from the transcript. Then he called up Pelosi, Schumer, and others to say, I'm loyal to you. I'm going to protect Trump from using nuclear weapons. But Trump was going for detente with China and North Korea at the time, and Trump's responded saying it's a total lie. Pelosi's come out and admitted it happened. Hell, she bragged back on January 8th that it took place then, and is saying that she honors Milley and that he's this courageous person. So are all these other Democrats. So this is the permanent deep state coup that's been in control for a long time, now coming out of the shadows publicly. Remember, these people literally hate you and your family. Now they're injecting you with poison, soft kill injections. Wake up, America, or be destroyed.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. American Journal, Infowars.com, band.video. My guest, Robert Owens, is a council member of the John Birch Society. You can find his website at thenewamerican.com. And the latest edition of the magazine has some great examples of sample letters for how vaccine mandate exemptions. So very valuable resource there, thenewamerican.com. And, of course, the John Birch Society can be found at jbs.org. During the break, we were talking a little bit about some of the legislative pushback that the Biden regime is experiencing with these vaccine mandates. One of these bills being put forward is detailed at a Breitbart article where they say Mo Brooks co-sponsors legislation to nix federal vaccine mandate. Biden's move is, quote, arrogant, dictatorial, despicable, and dangerous. Wow. Tell us how you really feel. How effective do you think these legislative pushback measures will be, Mr. Owens?
I think at the congressional level, they're going to go precisely nowhere.
Okay.
I have very, very little faith until we get to the midterm elections. Assuming we can boot Nancy out of office at that point, then perhaps we will see some movement on those bills. But I think the real benefit or the real area where legislation can come into play is at the state level.
Right.
States have specific constitutional authority to take action to protect their workers. And so at the state level, I think we can very well see a legislation passed that says employers are not permitted to mandate the COVID vaccine for their employees.
Okay, and I know there's been a few states that have sort of put forward stuff like this, but there hasn't been as much movement as you would expect. And, of course, not only on the state level do they have these powers that they can nullify, and it's not the right word, but they can undo some of the or help resist some of the federal mandates. It's also easier, theoretically, to actually have an effect on your state government because they're representing fewer people, and so therefore you're sort of more important to them than you would be on the federal level. So how can people get involved to help push their state or, you know, convince their state politicians that this is something that can be tackled at state level?
Yeah, so the key thing is to organize and do it smartly, right? So most states have a bill in one way or another going forward. So a great example, and we highlighted this in the New American, is in Michigan they have House Bill 4471, and it's a bill that just very flatly says, hey, employers are not allowed to mandate the COVID shot to their employees. So I think from that perspective, we can see legislation like that pass through. And here's the key. So first of all, we need to, as citizens, we need to understand how a bill passed. So a bill gets introduced and it goes to a committee. So you want to take a look at where the, what the bill is in your state. And then you want to take a look at what committee, it's been assigned to, and then focus on calling the chairman of that committee and put all of your activities into that. And then I would say organize in your community as well, right? You're going to be more effective as a team to get things done than you would in other ways going forward. So organize as a team and really start hitting these committees to get them to push this legislation through the committee process. Because if it doesn't get through a committee, it's not going to get to the floor and it's not going to otherwise pass. So that's step one, is getting it through the committee by focusing on the committee members and in particular the chairman of the committee. Now, once you start getting movement from that, hopefully you get the chairman to even sign up as a primary sponsor for the bill or a co-sponsor on the bill. Then you want to start working on the leadership of the state house. So oftentimes the state speaker of the house is going to have essentially like green light authority. I mean, if something passes through committee, it's not going to get to a floor vote unless the Speaker of the House gives it a green light to come forward. So at that point, you need to start working on it. Now, understand a lot of the major companies that put money into chambers of commerce that are part of this, you know, woke mafia of, right, of Council on Foreign Relations members corporations, right? They're paying off these Republican legislatures and in particular the leadership with big donations. And they're telling them that if they support any of these anti-mandatory vaccine bills, that they're going to pull their funding from the Chamber of Commerce. And it's the Chamber of Commerce that is really the big blockade, the big obstacle to getting these bills passed. So once you start making phone calls to push things through, if you're finding a roadblock, that's the point where you've got to start canvassing in these districts. So find out where what district the Speaker of the House is in. Start organizing groups. I would say avoid rallies. You know, public demonstrations is a tool of the left. Not a good idea. You're going to be better spent putting together door hangers about, right, you know, why Representative so-and-so, you know, won't protect workers, why they're for big businesses and mandatory, draconian, you know, all the stuff that Mo Brooks just described of Biden, lay it on the Speaker of the House and start hitting the neighborhood that he lives in. And the neighborhood where the chairman of the Republican Central Committee lives in, and start canvassing those neighborhoods, putting that stuff into his neighbors, on their neighbors' doors and people that vote in his subcommittee. That's the way that politicians respond to heat. And as citizens, to be effective, we need to play hardball.
Yeah, absolutely. And hey, if all they're concerned about is the power they get from being reelected, then that's the way you got to appeal to them. And you got to let them know your reelection is in danger. It doesn't matter how much money you get from the corporations. If, you know, the people on the ground don't want you, you're out. So hopefully, you know, that can put some pressure on them from the ground up. And finally, you mentioned during the break, Thomas Massie on the national level, moving away from the state level, but on the national level, Thomas Massie's doing some good work trying to prevent at least the military from being subject to these mandates.
Yeah, it's sad what's happening in the military right now. You know, I mean, as folks that watch this whole debacle in Afghanistan, you know, go down, the way they're treating our armed services members with regard to these COVID vaccines is an absolute tragedy. You know, I mean, supposedly our military men are fighting for things like religious liberties and freedoms, yet those same things are being denied to them. So, Thomas Massie actually set up a conference call, several weeks ago and invited a number of armed services members to start talking about their experience with these vaccine mandates and some of the other things that are going on. They had talked about how they had submitted religious exemption letters, that they had submitted medical exemption letters, and that they had been ostracized and made a, you know, basically a pariah in their units. There was one combat pilot, 17 years of service, you know, honored, rewarded, had medals to show for his service, and was a combat pilot. And now he's basically sitting at home reading emails and responding to emails on occasion because they've taken him off the flight line. And they're, you know, starting to fill up his personnel jacket with all kinds of, you know, total nonsense.
Yeah,
and it's just a shame what's going on.
It's shameless and shameful. It's absolutely ridiculous and hypocritical, these people fighting for our freedom and yet denied freedom themselves. Sick stuff. We'll be back with Robert Owens. Don't go anywhere, folks. We're going to move on to some other political topics you'll be very interested in, so stay tuned.
And in addition, we were really finding that we were stressing the cardiopulmonary systems of these employees, because when you cover the mouth and nose and you exert physical energy during your work, during your task, whatever it might be, you're really stressing the cardiopulmonary system because you change the way that you breathe. You have to forcibly inhale and forcibly exhale. That taxes the heart. It taxes the lungs. And we have given people heart attacks by allowing them to work with their mouth and nose covered, with absolutely no regulation, no oversight, no medical oversight.
The globalists have told us we're a disease. They've told us they want to eradicate us. And all the studies show that when you wear these masks, it lowers your oxygen level up to one-third and gives you dangerous levels of carbon dioxide poisoning. This is a sick cult, and we've got to say no. But the only way the real science gets out to the public is if we tell them. Get your copy today of COVIDland and expose them. It's COVIDland.com. Go there now.
Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alec, I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alex?
Hey, put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWar.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free press needs your help, Frank.
If your ruthless mega corporations who've taken over almost every government on earth and who are trying to destroy the middle class and any form of upper mobility, you've got to divide and conquer the public so they don't know they're being targeted. And that's why the Fortune 100 have wrapped themselves in the name of LGBT and African-American rights and all the rest of it all over the world. That's now their corporate face while they run slave camps in Africa and in communist China and many other areas, while they undermine our basic liberties here and spy on us through the big tech and the central banks and others own. So this is a criminal takeover. And when you look at the new superclass, it's the politicians, it's the corporate media, it's the police, it's the bureaucrats, it's members of Congress and their staff and their families, it's the White House. Hell, it's postal workers who were all exempt from the poison shots, but not the general public and everybody else through corporate rule. So this is the true discrimination that's going on.
I got some good news. all the items in front of me are back in stock and are 40 to 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. The bad news is a lot of them are about to sell out. So this sale is only going for 1 week starting on September 29th. And in the case of green fiber capsules, these will be sold out in just a couple days. 50% off. We have Knockout Sleep Aid, 50% off. Sold out for months, very popular, twice as strong as Knockout, probably too strong for some people, totally different formula. Down and Out is back in stock, 50% off. We've extended the sale on Winter Sun and Ultra 12, 50% off, and also on Deep Earth Crystal Iodine Survival Select 2. It's all 40 to 50% off for 1 week only. Take advantage of it and fund the InfoWar. And I thank you all for your support. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's a win-win. These are things that make you healthy, make your life better, and they fund the InfoWar. Again, the only way we lose is if you don't take action right now.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal. Watch live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Robert Owens is my guest, Midwest Regional Field Director and a National Council member on the John Birch Society. He also is a writer for the New American magazine. You can find their website at thenewamerican.com. The website for the John Birch Society is jbs.org. And of course, what he's been delivering to us are not just the information. Like, our job is just to get the information out there, and it's up to our audience to figure out what to do with it. But Robert Owens is laying out some fantastic ways that you can get involved today, write letters today. I mean, this is the strategic, you know, action that we need on vaccine mandates. But I want to sort of shift gears a little bit and talk about probably the biggest story, in my opinion, today, which is the really extreme expansion and escalation of so-called domestic terror, as now AG Merrick Garland has instructed the FBI to mobilize against parents who oppose critical race theory and COVID mandates in public schools. This, of course, in response to a letter that was written by the National School Board Association's where they requested that these protests be classified as domestic terrorism. The FBI hasn't called these people domestic terrorists yet, but to me, this is just an unprecedented escalation in this war against the American people. What's your opinion on this, Mr. Owens?
Yeah, I mean, it's absolutely, I mean, this is straight out of like a Ministry of Truth kind of campaign, and it's outrageous. So a couple things should be clear. I mean, there are some demonstrations, and I don't recommend public demonstrations, but what I do recommend is that parents organize, that they get into these, public school meetings, board of supervisors or however their local schools are organized, and put the questions to these members of the school boards about things like critical race theory, and absolutely do whatever it takes from a legal, respectful way, but yet. Not backing down in the face of speaking truth to power, to let them know that this is not acceptable, that junk history, things like the 1619 Project, certainly ought not be taught in our schools. And then I would say, you know, parents really also need to look at just simply getting their kids out of public schools.
Right.
Altogether. I mean, there's really not much left that can be reformed there. And I think parents' best option is to get them out of schools. The John Birch Society has something called the Freedom Project Academy, which is a fantastic alternative. So parents should take a look into that as well as other options as well. But, you know, get them out of the schools. But even if, if you don't even have kids in your schools, it's still incumbent upon you to go to these school board meetings and hold them accountable. Now, we've got to be clear, this is not a call to violence in any way, shape, or form. It's a call to read up, understand what the truth is, and start asking questions that they can't reasonably answer. And get them on video, having really stupid answers to these questions so that they can be exposed and hopefully thrown out at the next election.
Right. Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. And just a couple notes, because it seems like that is where we're going, is that it doesn't matter whether you're violent or not. It's the protests themselves that they're attempting to in some way insinuate is illegal. I mean, they're essentially, if you protest, even if, you know, there's the stand and you're given 2 minutes by, you know, the bylaws and the microphone is on, they're still going to call that harassment and you know, threats or whatever else they call it, even when you're just peacefully protesting. Meanwhile, of course, we know the Democrats will send their jackbooted thugs after, you know, any disloyal Democrat. And they say, that's fine. That's part of the process. I mean, this is the anarcho-tyranny that we've been talking about on this show for so long. I mean, it does seem like they're literally trying to make protest of a certain, you know, political ideology completely illegal. If you are protesting in favor of conservatism, you are a domestic terrorist. That's what they're trying to actually create in this country. Incredibly troubling. Would you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. There's no question about it. And they get away with that because they really have complete control over the mainstream media,
right?
So through organizations like the Council on Foreign Relations and others, they've got the mainstream media on lockdown, and so they can spin this narrative to many Americans, you know, going forward, and try to, you know, get them convinced that this is the case. So I think the best thing that most Americans can do is shut off CNN, shut off these mainstream media outlets. You know, I mean, at some point we've got to be tired of getting lied to.
Right.
And so we need to find alternative sources of media, such as InfoWars or the New American Magazine. Get good information, people, and get grounded in reality.
Right. And of course, you point out that, you know, it's not necessarily too difficult. Well, it's not easy, and it shouldn't be a burden that you should have to carry to get your kids out of these schools. You can protect your children from these schools, but it's a much wider problem in that all of the people the same age as your children are being taught to hate America and to hate themselves and to hate each other. You know, your kid might be protected from that, but the society as a whole is going to suffer tremendously for it. So it's not enough just to protect yourself or your children. We have to get involved, and we have to actually change the way that these school boards and other, you know, petty tyrants behave and how they act. And so it's incumbent on us to get involved, not just for ourselves, but for the society as a whole. Would you agree with that as well?
Yeah, without question, that's true. So one of the things that I've been really enthusiastic about and excited about is throughout chapters of the John Birch Society all over the country, they've been organizing to support candidates running for school board that are going to, you know, bring this nonsense to an end. Because this idea of, you know, oppressor versus oppressed within mm-hmm. a Marxist dichotomy being taught in schools is wholly inappropriate, and it's simply not in line with history. It's nonsense. And the goal we have to understand is that they want to inculcate our younger citizens with the idea that the U.S. Constitution is an old, outdated, misguided concept, that it's racist, that it's all these negative things. And in that way, they can start ushering in these international laws, starting with trade agreements and then sort of ramping them up to political alliances that they can then say, well, we don't really have a First Amendment right anymore or a Second Amendment right anymore because they conflict with this treaty that we signed or this set of international laws that we've signed. I mean, right now, if they did that, Americans simply wouldn't stand for it. It would not work in any way, shape, or form. But if they can convince our younger generation that the Constitution is outdated and really just not a good idea to begin with, in the future, they can start making those advancements through international law.
Right. And that's I couldn't agree more. And I know viewers of this show will already know I agree with you, because I always point out the fact that especially in Texas history, where they try to tell you that the Alamo is racist or the come and take it flag is racist, they don't want to teach you that history, not because the history is racist, but because the history informs you how liberty can stand up against tyranny. That's what they're actually targeting when they call these things racist or want to rewrite our history. They're trying to eliminate the reality that liberty is a powerful motivator that can overcome tyranny. They don't want you knowing that. They want you submitting. So you can't be told that your forefathers stood up and won. What do you think about that?
Yeah, it's absolutely, you know, the first great grassroots political movement in America was to get rid of tyranny and to establish liberty through a Republican system of government. The second great grassroots political movement was the abolition of slavery.
Right.
America didn't invent slavery, but by golly, America ended slavery. And that's the real truth of American history.
Yep. And that's what they want to hide from you and disguise from you. And they have this very convenient watchword of racism to convince you to ignore and hate anything that they don't want you learning about, most of which is how to win freedom from tyranny. Incredible stuff. We'll be back. Final segment with Robert Owens. Again, you can go to his website or the New American Magazine website, thenewamerican.com, or the John Birch Society can be found at jbs.org. Final segment with Robert Owens on the other side. Don't go anywhere, folks. It's the American Journal, Infowars.com, band.video. Share these links. Share this information. Put it into action. Let's win!
It was almost 15 years ago that I released my seminal film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. And in that documentary, I predicted the globalists would establish world government by releasing a virus, demanding that there be worldwide lockdowns, and then triggering a collapse of our industrial society. And now they've done it. How did I know they would do it? Because they wrote books and white papers, and many of their own reports and internal meetings were leaked. You see, then I was tracking the Bilderberg Group, whose head at the time was Klaus Schwab. And our sources inside were confirming to us that they were indeed planning to launch this Great Reset. Well, we're now living in it. The purposeful collapse of the Third World and the First World, on its ashes, a tyrannical corporate world government. The total censorship, no due process, destruction of the family, and then incrementally more and more deadly injections of poison masquerading as vaccines to poison us and depopulate us. This is what InfoWars is fighting. We're fighting for the future. I want to explain something that is absolutely key to understanding our world. It's very, very simple, but that most people don't know. The privately owned central banks of the world are artificially creating thousands of trillions of dollars in other major currencies and using them to buy up infrastructure, intellectual property, energy. They're using it to buy people, to buy influence. And in the past, they created thousands of trillions so that they could leverage that, manipulate markets, but they never allowed that money to get into the general circulation or it would cause massive inflation. Now they've gone ahead and weaponized it and are flooding every sector of the world economy, buying up everything, not to have the companies operate, but to actually shut them down and force a collapse of civilization, making the companies they do fund be the only things left standing. This is the Great Reset. This is what's happening now. Warn everyone. It's the only way to stop it. People ask me, Alex, why did you come out with a new natural organic sleep aid when you already have Knockout that works so well with eight natural ingredients? Well, because when you've taken a certain organic blend for a decade, like I've taken this product I came up with, it doesn't work as well anymore. That's the way herbs work. You go off it a while, come back on it, it works again. So what did I do? I went to the developers and I said, make a totally different formula with a lot of other known natural healthy compounds that make you sleep deep and restful, because that's what helps your immune system, and I want it to be at least twice as strong as Knockout. Okay, be careful when you take it. It's incredibly strong. It's named Down and Out. I don't have time to get into all the ingredients in it, but it is extremely strong, and we are extremely proud of it. It is exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off right now. Sold out for more than 4 months. Now back in stock. Get your Down and Out and your Knockout at InfoWarsStore.com today. And I thank you for your support, because it keeps us on the air. By now you've heard me talk about the BioPros and how they're creating amazing products. They've done it again and have just released an entire suite of bioremediation products, bringing industrial-level technology to the everyday consumer. They're literally changing the industry with a revolutionary patented delivery system. The BioPros are excited to release BioDrain Pro, a product specifically designed to establish healthy drains, pipes, and overall plumbing systems. BioDrain Pro digests grease, fats, oil, sludge, paper, and organic matter with ease. It contains no chemicals, no GMOs, and is safe for black, gray holding tanks, sewer hoses, and plumbing. It is also human and animal safe. Get up to 20 treatments with the scoop for easy applications. Say goodbye to drain problems, gas buildup, and odor. Guaranteed. Just pour and add water. It's that simple. Visit thebiopros.com and see for yourself.
listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Final segment of American Journal. I do want to remind you, you support everything that we do here by going to InfoWarsStore.com. We don't have big checks from pharmaceutical companies. We don't get George Soros money wired into our bank account. We rely entirely on the American people and the InfoWarriors out there. Going to InfoWarsStore.com. And right now, the InfoWars Emergency Supply Chain Breakdown Sale means you're getting up to 50% off some of our top-selling products. They will not last long at those prices. Make sure you go now. I also want to once again welcome Robert Owens. He's the Midwest Regional Field Director and National Council Member for the John Birch Society. TheNewAmerican.com is where you can go to find the New American Magazine, which, as I said, has a very, very useful. In fact, I'm going to get a copy because I could use this these samples of these vaccine exemption letters that can be found in the latest issue of The New American. You can find that website, thenewamerican.com. Website for the John Birch Society, jbs.org. And, gosh, we've gotten into so many things, recently, and clearly we are just under attack from every different angle. And when I say we, I mean the American people, whether it's COVID-19 or, you know, the FBI claiming concerned parents are domestic terrorists. It's getting to cartoonishly evil levels at this point, and it's almost impossible to know what's the most important fight to fight. But you have a weekly video series called Constitution Corner at jbs.org, and one of the videos that my producer was telling me about is called How to Defeat the Powerful Elite. I haven't watched it yet. I'll probably watch it after the show, but maybe you can give us a rundown. How do we defeat the powerful elite that are coming at us from every angle with death in their eyes?
Yeah, so you strike for the head of the beast, and that's the key to it. So Constitution Corner is a weekly series that we put out with the idea of taking the headlines and putting them within view of the Constitution and Supreme Court cases. But in this particular video, what I talk about, and I start with the basis of Sun Tzu, a 5th century Chinese general, and he wrote this book called The Art of War. Mm-hmm. And one of the chapters in there, he says, you know, if you know yourself and you know your enemy, you need not fear the result of 100 battles. So by knowing ourselves, we have to understand that we're a republic, not a democracy, that there's a big difference in those things, that the federal government has limited enumerated powers, that the essence of freedom is the proper limitation of government. And that's the know ourselves. But the know the enemy is critical because it's not just a bat in Wuhan or some guy in a cave in Kandahar. It is a group called the Council on Foreign Relations in New York City. They publish a magazine called Foreign Affairs. They're overtly anti-American. And when you look at their membership roster, it's a veritable who's who of woke companies and, you know, judicial activists in the judicial department. And media members of all the top media organizations as well. And they have an understanding and a viewpoint where they say, look, we need to slowly move, destroy American sovereignty in the process of sort of inculcating this oligarchy of the elite. And if we expose who they are, and we start helping Americans understand that all these members of the media are attached to this group that is overtly anti-American in the Council on Foreign Relations, we're going to do some real damage because people's eyes are going to get opened to the sham that exists with these groups. So I say strike for the head of the beast, understand who's behind all this. And that's going to be more profitable than hitting at the tentacles. So whether it's critical race theory or the Federal Reserve, or, you know, all these other types of things. Not to say that those aren't important. They are, but they emanate from this head of the beast, which is the Council on Foreign Relations. And as Americans, we need to understand who the deep state is. We can name names and we can understand how they work. And once we know that, we're going to be in a far better position to take Sun Tzu's advice on how to properly fight and win.
Right. And of course, we've talked about this when it comes to places like Australia, where the police are carrying out these very tyrannical orders and people are out in the street fighting the police. And we try to tell them the police are just Just think of them as robots. You got to go for the guy holding the controller. You got to target the people who are ordering the police to do this, because attacking the police, that's, like you said, attacking the tentacle. You got to go for the head of the beast. Peacefully, of course. I mean, we mean, like, politically, you've got to target them and identify who they are and expose what they're really up to and let people know that these are the people making these decisions. And so they've got to be taken out of office and replaced with somebody who won't order the police to do this type of stuff. So don't attack the heads of the Hydra. You got to go for the body itself, right? And I love, you know, we call it the info war. It's all the same. All of these tactics that Sun Tzu wrote about 1500 years ago are just as applicable now as they were back then. It may look a little bit different, but all of the basic realities remain exactly the same. I think that's brilliant. I think art of war should be taught in every school, shouldn't it?
Yeah, well, you know, it's still taught in service academies to this day, taught right. in many business schools as well. It has application in so many ways, and there's so many other aspects. You know, he's got a chapter called Success Begets Success. And so we tell people at the grassroots level, you know, organize your groups and start with things like at the county level, mm-hmm. right? Have your county declared a Second Amendment sanctuary county, and work with your sheriff, and we've got a program called Support Your Local Police and Keep Them Independent, so right. that they're not taking money from the federal government. And, you know, work with your state legislature. And in that way, you can start building your team and growing to the point where perhaps now you're going to have sway over whoever the congressman is in the area. And we can use these tactics today to be very successful in our political action.
Yeah, you know, it really does remind me of war. And, you know, I described the revelation that the FBI would now be investigating people who are protesting CRT. Like, it's a sneak attack. Like, that's a consequence of us not knowing our enemy. Us thinking, we'll just go out and we'll protest and we'll speak our mind and they'll listen to us. We forgot that our enemy doesn't care about following the rules or the laws. And so suddenly they're calling us domestic terrorists. And it's like totally unexpected. It's like a sneak. It's like Pearl Harbor, but it's the FBI this time against the American people. I mean, what do you think is next? I mean, where do you think this goes now that they're essentially sending the FBI after concerned parents for asking that their children not be, you know, taught to hate themselves or, you know, shown pornography in schools? Like, how much farther can you go? How much farther can they push this as they attempt to demonize the very idea of America?
Well, you're right that they're going to take their tactics. So I think the best thing that we can do is we can organize as a team. Right. And so one of the things that we talk about at the John Birch Society is organizing in chapters and local chapters in your community, and have folks that are perhaps going to be speakers at these events and others that are going to be witnesses. They're going to have their phones out. They're going to be recording so that it can mm-hmm. be documented exactly what is said and what is not said, so that they can't twist the facts, and you're going to have independent verification of what happened. So I encourage people, we've got to work as a team. And this is something the left does very well. They mm-hmm. organize and they synchronize, and this allows them an advantage. Conservatives sometimes like to march to the beat of their own drummer, and sometimes take, you know, direction, not as well as the liberal left. And so we need to make sure that we organize in the right way.
Yeah. There's certain things that they do that we could certainly learn from. I think your dog might be a globalist. I think your dog's trying to shut us down here.
Yeah, that's right.
You got a little Antifa member biting at your heels there. Very, very cute dogs. So again, Robert Owens, you can find him at thenewamerican.com. Constitution Corner is his weekly video series that I will certainly be looking into. And you can find that at jbs.org, which is the website for the John Birch Society. I want to thank you so much for being here with us today, Mr. Owens. And, you know, keep up the good work. And we're going to have you back on again very soon, sir.
All right. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you very much. We'll see you again soon. All right, folks, that's going to about do it for us here at American Journal. I do want to remind you once more that the InfoWars Emergency Supply Chain Breakdown Sale is on at InfoWarsStore.com. You know how much we're under attack. You know the reasons why. It's because we stand up for the freedom and liberty of all people all over the world. And we encourage Americans to express their First Amendment rights, their Second Amendment rights, and every right enumerated by the Constitution and gifted by God. And they Well, they don't like that because they want to be God and they want to control you. So, of course, we have to be shut down. Don't let them succeed. Instead, fight back by going to InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of the emergency supply chain breakdown sale. You can get Winter Sun Plus for 50% off. Today is the final day to get that sale, as well as Ultra 12 at 50% off. If you want to get either one of those unbelievably good products, which, again, I thoroughly and personally endorse. I take Ultra 12. I take Winter Sun D Plus. I credit it for my health. Now, I'm no doctor here, so I'm not telling you it's going to keep you from getting any diseases, but I haven't been sick in a year and a half at least. And I credit so much of that to InfoWarsStore.com and the supplements I take on a daily basis. You too can get these supplements for 50% off, including the brand new hair and beard support supplement. That's 50% off. Knockout sleep support. That's 50% off. And of course, you can get the film COVIDland and you get a free copy of Endgame. Get it all at InfoWarsStore.com.
There is very little contemporary study in the world of the planet's ruling class. Not in communist China, not in Mexico, not in the United States, not anywhere is there a real study of the planet's ruling class. And that's done by design. The large central banks that basically control the planet will penalize and target any academics that look into, say, the Anglo-American establishment, the founder of the Bilderberg Group, the Trilateral Commission, the United Nations, the whole project of the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers. Until 10 years ago, the media said, the control corporate media, that the Bilderberg Group didn't exist. Well, now the Bilderberg Group is public, and its former head, still on the steering committee, is Klaus Schwab, and he has set up the Great Reset in global government. And if, as a liberty movement worldwide, we don't address the globalists head-on about the fact that they are a worldwide authoritarian corporate takeover, we don't have a shot. If we do expose them, we can beat them easily.
If you think the tyranny and oppression we're living under now is bad, wait till they've got their world ID in, and that's exactly what the COVID passports are all about. And Klaus Schwab and the UN and all the other globalist leaders' own words, they admit that once they've got you with that system, then they're going to carbon tax you everywhere you go and track what you do. And publicly, they're saying they're going to decide when you can travel and when you can't travel. And MasterCard and all the other big companies are currently announcing they're going to track what you do and where you go and tax you with a carbon tax for it. This is the holy grail of tyranny, ladies and gentlemen. This is the takeover, and humanity better wake up and say no. Finally, folks are starting to wake up. Joe Rogan, Tucker Carlson, and others are leading the charge, along with InfoWars. But it's not enough. Every individual has to not comply, and we have to talk about bringing the globalists to justice. You see, they need the fear of God put in them legally and lawfully.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war, 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 in the info war.